Don and Mike go.
Guys out there are jealous of Mr. 40.
Sure. Yes.
He's got it going on.
Right on, Don.
Right on.
That was so effing white.
He's got it going on.
I'm sorry about that.
He has it going on.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Joe. That was very mayonnaise-y of me.
He's got it going on.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Son of a beach.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live 4 hours every weekday from the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast. You can call Don and Mike anytime for free at 877-365-3636.
Oh, that's right.
Turn your radio down.
Came in today. I'm pissed, and I'm not pissed because we don't.
You're not pissed as much as I am now. I lost a bet to you just 10 minutes ago, and our bet was basically the tie was broken by G. Gordon and Liddy. I'm just feeling horrible right now.
I'm not mad that there's not a winner yet.
Right.
I'm really not going to be mad if Bush wins or if Gore wins.
Right.
However, I am mad at the stupid dickwad citizens of West Palm Beach, Florida, who can't figure out this ballot right here.
Right there.
This ballot right here. This is not a confusing ballot.
Now, that's where I disagree. I think it is confusing.
It confused over 19,000 people.
Okay, and those 19,000 stupid, dumbass people don't deserve the chance to vote. It's like I said to Mike, if you're playing a football game and you fumble the ball and your team loses the game, well, the next day, the guy doesn't get to get up and go, oh, you know what, geez, I didn't mean to fumble. I really meant to hold on to the ball. Let's go back and replay the end of the game. I'm sorry, you can't. So anyway, I'm pissed at these people. I really am, because this is what's going to muck it up. Not the fact that we're going to have to recount the votes,
right,
or that you're going to have the Electoral College. What's going to muck it up is these dummies, these damn dummies who couldn't figure out this ballot.
And I would like to know. They say they've had this ballot for other elections, and I'd like to know how they say 19,000 votes were just thrown out because people hit the polls twice.
That's correct. And this ballot has also been ruled illegal, even though it has been used in other situations. Because it was used in other situations, it was ruled as an illegal ballot.
Guys, listen, please understand me. The bet with Mike is over.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
As I told you all along, my life's going to be the same whether Bush wins or Gore wins. So please understand that I'm not coming at this from any political slant, okay?
Well, but the political slant that you, what you're saying, the argument if you're making is the same argument that's being espoused by a political group.
I would make the same argument if it was Republican.
I understand that you're saying, you're not coming from a political
stupid
viewpoint.
Stupid, dumbass people who can't figure this easy ballot out don't deserve to vote in the first place. This is not a confusing ballot. There's nothing confusing about it.
It might be one thing if they punched one hole, if they punched the wrong hole.
Right.
Because we had that discussion in the office before, and I thought that the confusion was because it was pointed in one arrow and pointed in another arrow. But if these people punch two holes because they were confused, it's a different issue to me than
it's
if...
It's still stupid.
If they picked one candidate and then... They just happened to vote for the wrong guy. They punched two holes, so they didn't vote for anybody. And they were in there, obviously, trying to vote for Al Gore.
But no, you can't vote twice for the same office. You can't. That invalidates the ballot. So those dumbass people deserve to have their ballots tossed out of the election. Now, listen, Mike and I were just looking at this in the office, and I won't hold you to the terms of our bet. Because you were so sure.
Well, I thought
we had
when we had our bet, I thought that's why there was confusion.
We had a $1,000 bet going up in the office.
I thought perhaps it was
and then we
sexual.
Ran into Gordon Liddy's office, something I am never going to do again. I'm very embarrassed.
The final answer did not come from Liddy, though. It came from the actual text of the newspaper.
Yes, that's right. And it's obvious that on this ballot, you've got three George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, and then five Al Gore and Joe Lieberman, and the arrow points to the hole you're supposed to punch.
I mean, come on. How ridiculously simple is this? It is simple. Mike was making the argument with me that people were punching the second hole by the arrow and the number four for Pat Buchanan, thinking they were voting for Al Gore. And even if they did that, they're dumbasses.
But if they hit two, you know, which to me would be an easy mistake to make, where they would come down to the second hole, they'd hit that hole and go, oh no, what am I doing? And then they correct
it
by punching the hole. Just if they do it that way.
But you don't correct it. See, listen, you got to take your political feelings out of this, because if this was any other issue, if this was an Academy Award ballot being filled out, and I said to you, some dumbass voted for both Saving Private Ryan and Shakespeare in Love,
right,
you'd be right here with me saying, God, that person's an idiot.
Well, I don't know what that's a tough example to give. I mean, it's difficult for me. If the numbers were a little smaller, if there weren't 19,000 votes that have been thrown out because of this ballot.
Those people are dumbasses. That's all I wanted to say. Thank God I have this forum. I've been screaming at my television all day today.
In the interest of fairness, I think you have to...
They're dumbasses.
You have to give some credence to the fact that this was a confusing ballot.
Ooh, that's
people.
Confusing.
Have you heard what Pat Buchanan has said about this?
I don't care what Pat...
Okay.
Pat Buchanan can kiss my holy ass. Pat Buchanan can come out and say, well, I'm sure that those were votes for Gore. Good, kiss my ass, Buchanan.
If they do indeed, I mean, I think what they're talking about down there in Palm Beach County is having a re-vote on the issue. If they do that, I think it would be an overwhelming victory for Al Gore.
Of course it would, because for the last 2 days, the people have had this crap spoon-fed to them. I mean, please understand. I really don't care. If your guy wins, that's great. If the guy I supported but didn't vote for wins, that's great. My only point is, please, understand. Buzz, you're not a stupid man.
No, I don't think so.
You understand this ballot.
I think
Mike,
I would.
You're not a stupid man.
Can I tell you something? I am not a stupid man. And when I was making the bet with you, I thought that's where the confusion was. When it was shown to me that you would punch number five. With that said, when we were having our discussion up in the office, just let me finish. I thought that what we were talking about was people picking Buchanan instead of Al Gore. I didn't realize that this issue concerns 19,000 votes that were thrown out because people. It's much easier for me to understand that mistake than it would be making, you know, picking the wrong candidate.
But that's a rule. You vote twice, you invalidate the ballot. This is a rule that we've had for 200 friggin' years.
But the only thing where I'm going to disagree with you is I do think this is a confusing ballot. I really do.
No, you know what? I take it back, though. You're not as smart as I thought. You're really not as smart as I thought. Because this is a simple goddamn ballot. Really, if there's anyone out there listening to the show right now who has...
I wouldn't use the word simple. I wouldn't use the... Not looking at what I'm looking at in front of me. I can see where there
I'm afraid
confusion.
I would. I would. If there's anybody listening to us right now, and I don't want to say bring a retarded person by, but if there's anyone with a grade school child who hasn't heard about this, bring the child, bring the baby by the radio station. We'll show it to them today, and I guarantee a grade schooler could figure this out. This is the only thing that's pissing me off about this.
You've never gone into a polling place and been a little bit confused?
Yes, and you know what, on the occasion that I was?
Because I always
you know what
kind
I didn't,
of pressured when I go in there.
You know what I didn't do? I didn't vote for two guys and then go home and hear the next day that my guy lost.
I've definitely voted for the wrong person. Though,
and then protested in the street.
I voted for the wrong person in elections.
As have I.
And I've looked at it after I got done and realized after the fact that I had left that I had made the mistake.
And I've been in there where I've...
What you have in this county.
I've made the mistake, and I've actually gone out and gotten one of the people out there. I said, you know what? I effed up. I pulled the wrong lever.
I've done both. I've actually, made the mistake and just eaten it, and I've also... But what you've got here is you've got 19,000 people.
Okay, this is a country of...
I mean, you get beyond the stupidity.
No, you don't. We got 250 million people in this country. You mean there's not the possibility that 19,000 of the dumbest live in West Palm Beach?
Well, you had 100 million people vote in the election.
That's the only county that had that ballot, or at least one of the few ones.
Buzz, shut up.
Okay.
Really, Buzz, just shut up.
Okay. It's fair. We're having a discussion about it.
I'm having a discussion with you.
Okay.
I ain't having a discussion with him who didn't have the balls to pick a side for weeks and weeks in this election.
But I didn't change my mind at the last minute either.
Been nice having you on the show today, Buzz.
Oh, God. Why can't we all just get along? We all can agree to disagree.
My point is, this is not a tough ballot to figure out. And you guys, and I've just turned your microphone back on, Buzz, both of you guys are just being apologists for the stupid people because the stupid people happen to be on your side because you think that it can win your election. If it was the other way...
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not going to say that I wouldn't like...
If it was the other way...
I'd probably be passionately voting, arguing your point.
Okay, and please understand, Buzz, and F you with the fact
but
that
if you take
that
out
I
the
switched
politics,
my vote...
But if I take out the politics from the equation, I do, and I would argue this anyway, I do feel as though the argument that this is a confusing ballot is a valid one. I don't think it's a
simple... Oh, please!
I don't think it's an easy... I don't think it's easy.
Then how can you get into your car and navigate your car here every day?
I don't think it's easy.
How can you manage to put on your pants one leg at a time every day and not get your pants on backwards?
I never thought Iowa tests. You remember Iowa tests? Did you have Iowa tests when you were growing up?
Uh-uh.
That's the first time we had the punch out the computer holes. I have never thought that computer punch, key punch tests or surveys are easy, and I include the All-Star ballot with that.
I swear to God, I don't. My opinion of you intellectually is falling by the moment.
Well, that's all right. I'll live with that. It's something that I just think that it's...
I can figure out the All-Star ballot.
You know, here's my number one point with this, all right? If you're talking about a few people, it just seems to me... I'd like to know, first of all, what the total number of voters in that county is. And out of that total number, how many people screwed this up?
Listen, it's a goddamn simple ballot. If you voted and you effed it up, it's your fault. there are no do-overs in an election. There aren't. And I'm amazed that the stupid people are having some kind of stupid person revolt now down in West Palm Beach where they've got the megaphones going and they're marching with signs. You know, come on. These are stupid people.
Now what about this issue about the vote being, I mean, the ballot being illegal in the first place, that it was ruled illegal in another election?
The ballot, yes, it had been used in another county in another election, and in fact several times, and was ruled illegal. That's what we've heard so far.
Then
anyway.
Why did they use it?
That's a good question.
Okay, thanks. Then don't throw out stuff if you don't have the answer.
Okay.
Okay? Please, I'm sorry, I feel very strongly about this, Buzz. If you're going to come with something, back it up. And don't just say, they said, tell me exactly.
And as
who
I
said
to you in the office, I believe that deep down inside, even though you're not admitting it on the air and you're probably not even admitting it to yourself, that deep down inside there is a political angle.
No.
I believe that you, as you have aged,
no,
you have become more conservative and you are more of a Republican than you've ever been.
I have not. It is simply an intolerance of stupid people. I come in contact, as we all do, with stupid people every day, at the grocery store, at the gas station, at the Gap, when I go to the bank, when I call to have my TV fixed, when the guy comes up to fix my lawn and sets my lawn on fire. I come in contact with dumb people all the time.
And, I share your intolerance for dumb people.
And to many of those people, in fairness, they think I'm an idiot, too. That's fine. But I'm telling you, I'm not so friggin' stupid that I couldn't look at this battle, from this ballot from West Palm Beach, Florida, and figure out who to vote for. That's all I'm saying. Listen, I hope Gore wins, okay? I hope he won. I truly do.
That is extremely hard for me to believe at this juncture. You are arguing this point. This is a Republican argument that they're making, and you are arguing it far too passionately.
No. It's because it's on every channel all the time.
See, I look at those people because I am a Gore supporter. I look at that down there, and I see this, and I kind of, it does fill me with great joy.
They are not talking about simply recounting all of the ballots. And listen, I got news for you. Those people counting are stupid, too, because now that they're recounting, they're coming out with different totals.
Yeah,
than they had on Tuesday night.
Right. State total, you know, and now they throw this other, you know, equation in here. The state total that the state is releasing and the AP total that the AP is releasing, which is basically 50% less of a lead for George Bush. It's very, very convenient. And they're also saying that we're probably going to have to wait till November 17th, which is the deadline for all of the absentee ballots coming in, which would favor Bush.
Listen, that's fine. I don't care. I really don't care which guy wins. My life's going to continue the same. I'm going to be the same person. My only point is, these are dumb people who couldn't figure out this basic ballot.
What would you say to a revote?
To a revote?
If it was a revote, and
let me just say, that would be real fair to have a revote, because you have 19,000 people who are too friggin' stupid.
Well, first of all, you wouldn't in any way be able to prove the 19,000, you know, it's not like you'd be able to call them up and say, listen, if you voted incorrectly, I think that would lend itself to voter fraud.
That, right.
But if you let everyone in the county vote again.
No, you don't get a do-over just because you don't like the results.
No, but if it's an illegal ballot.
And because the day. Okay, hold on. You're going with information. Buzz, where was the ballot illegal? And if it was illegal, why were they using it in Florida?
I don't have the names of the precise counties.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'm using every argument I can. You know,
but listen, obviously,
and, you know, I also should say that when you got, a narrow lead in the popular vote for Al Gore, it's all the more reason why we want to make sure that we do this slowly.
Listen,
and get it as fair and do it as fairly as possible.
Well, both you guys, please, I hope your guy wins, okay? He's my guy, too. I voted for him. Doesn't anybody just understand? This is maddening to me that dum-dums are mucking this up. That this right here, this is not a confusing ballot. And if you went in and you voted and you found this to be too challenging for you, then you should make your next move to hire someone to come and shake your wiener after you take a leak, and someone to wipe your bottom after you poo. Because this is not complicated. That's my only point, and it's the stupid people that are having the rallies now,
right,
saying, duh, we didn't understand this complicated ballot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at it. It could not be simpler. It could not be simpler.
Now, wait a minute. Your semantics there, I must disagree. Yes, it could be simpler.
Okay.
It could do a better job. It could be much simpler than it is.
If the dum-dums were challenged.
I mean, I go into my polling place, and I wish it was like that everywhere, where you press the little lever down there. You've got the candidates all on their own row. That's the way it should be.
Okay. Even if it was.
What's this business of having candidates on one side, candidates on another side?
That's terribly, terribly.
And then you got all these little dots in the middle that you have to. What do you punch that out with a pencil? What do you use a little Palm Pilot plastic thing? What do you do?
How can you figure that out? My God, it's a how did you get to work today?
I tell you, it was difficult because that exit is so confusing. It was a total crowd scene in the food line.
Come on,
I'm being very specific to disagree with your verbiage when you said it could not be simpler. That I disagree with.
It could have been simpler. The people could have taken their feces-covered fingers and simply made an X over the name of the candidate that they liked the best.
I wish
their thumbs out of their asses.
I think, as far as national elections are concerned, there should be a uniform election ballot. They shouldn't stick around with all the different states. You should have the same ballot everywhere in the country.
How come nobody was saying this before the election? And how come?
Because normally you don't have an election down within 2,000 votes.
After the 19,000 dum-dums either voted for more than one guy or voted for the wrong guy, how come they all waited until they went home and heard on TV that they had made this mistake to have their big dum-dum rally?
Because they probably heard the results that were coming out of their county and were very surprised to see Pat Buchanan get a gazillion votes out of Palm Beach County.
Look at the ballot. Anybody that voted for Buchanan when they thought they were voting for Gore is an idiot. And I don't think that they should get the right to re-vote because they're idiots.
Well, you know, the thing is, the only thing that I am concerned about is the numbers we're talking about here. It just seems to me, I'd like to know how many counties with similar populations throughout 19,000 votes.
Right.
I'd love to know that. I'd love to know how many ballots get shucked down. I mean, really, in all seriousness, how many counties just have 19,000 votes that they have to say, oh, those don't count. People that stood in line, people that waited in line.
This is a simple ballot, and I'm just I've had it up to here with people on TV and everywhere I go. That's all they're talking about. The dum dums who are crying today because they couldn't figure out the ballot. Okay, look at it. It's not tough. And
world of confusion.
You owe me $1,000.
Now you're taking back your.
No, I'm just. You don't really have to pay it to me.
Okay.
Even though in the heat of battle.
If I had to pay $1,000, I might concede. I might retract my concession of yesterday.
No problem. No problem. But Mike felt so strongly.
No, but you're not going to hold me to that one because you were filled with great joy when I was wrong, and I was wrong about our bet. Dead wrong about our bet. You were absolutely right about it.
Up in the office, Mike and I were going at each other about. If you punched poll number one.
I'll buy your real expensive Christmas
or poll number two. No, listen, $1,000, listen, can I be honest? I wouldn't have paid you the $1,000 either.
That's true.
And I think you know it.
We were really having, because I thought I was right, and I said, $1,000 bet. And I was wrong about that. But do you know why I was wrong about that?
Why?
Because I was confused.
This is not a tough ballot to figure out. It's really not.
And I will tell you something. When we put it in front of Gordon, he didn't figure it out instantaneously. It took him a little bit of time.
He was talking on the telephone.
He was.
And he was also blinded by his salmon jacket.
Mike just spit out his water. His salmon jacket was absolutely dreamy today. We came running in there like we both looked like a couple of idiots running into his office with our newspapers.
Mike and I are arguing about this ballot. I said, let's go ask the old man. So we go knock on his door. We go, Gordon, you got a second?
And I mean, let me take you through the whole thing. And not, you know, his door is always closed and locked. No, it's always closed. And Don goes, we hear from the other side.
All right, come on.
And then we run over to his desk.
And he's on the telephone. I said, Gordon, do you have a second? I put the ballot in front of him. I said, you see where I put the X? Who's that for? Gore or Buchanan? He looks at it and he goes,
I'm going for Albert Gore.
I said, thank you. You've just won me $1,000 from Mike.
And that's when I got angry.
And then Mike said,
that's when I stormed out.
Mike said, I'm not taking his answer as the be-all, end-all.
That's right. And then we realized that if we had simply read the newspaper, or if I had read the newspaper.
It says right here, some voters in Florida's Palm Beach County were confused by Tuesday's ballot. They thought if they punched the second hole, they were voting for Al Gore. That was actually a vote for Pat Buchanan. And really, in all seriousness, now that I've calmed down, that's all I'm mad about. This seems to me to be a stupid mistake. made by stupid people, and stupid people should not be yelling about it the day after.
However, that the majority of people in this country, I think the vast majority of people, are not all that swift. And it ought to be on the election committees, Democratic and Republican, that when it comes down to an election, you go beyond simple. You make this as easy as possible.
My. Look at this. Really.
But, you know, look at
this ballot.
I can't agree with you. I really can't. It just...
Oh, that's tough.
I'm not saying it's tough for me.
That's tough.
I am not saying it's tough for me.
Me so misunderstand this. Me so confused.
I am simply saying that if 19,000 people had their votes thrown out, it requires examination.
They got a goddamn arrow right next to the number of the candidate's name that points to the hole. How much more simple can you make it?
You can make it simple by putting them all on one line and having them all vote for the candidate to the right. That's the way it should be. And I think that I have heard the news story. Now, I'm not saying that I have all the answers on this, but I will tell you that what I had heard was something along the lines of every single ballot should have the hole to the right of the candidate. That's why I've heard something along those lines.
Okay. Do you have your source on that?
Yeah, CNN.
Who wants
CNN? That's where I saw the
news. Who wants
CNN? It was Candy Crowley.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Baby.
See, Bud, that's all I was asking for.
Okay.
So we'll follow up with the answer to the question.
And I might have also heard it from Shipman. What's her name? Claire?
Claire Shipman.
Claire Shipman.
You know, she
Claire Shipman, in her own little way, she does it for me, too.
You know what? She waxes her mustache.
Oh, really?
Don't you remember when she was on CNN?
Oh, Claire Shipman?
Yes.
The skinny one?
Yes, the one that's on the Today Show all the time.
She's no Candy Crowley, I'll tell you that.
Better than not waxing.
But listen, very stupid people and a very simple ballot. And that's all I'm upset about. All the other crap, go ahead, recount. Count the absentee ballots.
Well, Don, though, I do expect you, no matter what the results of this, you and I, we should make the statement that we will honor the verdict. We will honor the wishes of the voters of the state of Florida, no matter what the outcome. If this thing goes on for 3 months, whoever they determine to be the president, we should respect that president.
Absolutely, I will. I just want to say, the people in West Palm Beach are dumb asses. I would use stronger language, but they would censor me. I can't believe that stupid people are now holding this election up.
And if you are right, if they are stupid people...
Maybe I'm right.
Then for the love of God, they should have given them, you know, bigger boxes with crayon and made it easier for them. So 19,000 votes wouldn't be thrown out.
Tom, just pick the booger out of your nose and wipe it next to the candidate's name who you want. Please. Mike, here's someone on the phone who can help us with all of this.
Very good. We need somebody to sort it out.
Here he is now from CBS NFL Today. Here is our friend, Jim Nance. Nancy.
Hi, Jim.
How are you, fellas? What a day. What a couple of days.
My goodness,
hey,
what
Nancy.
A day.
Nancy, really? Have you seen the ballot in West...
Oh, I've seen it countless times.
Okay. Be honest.
Hey, now,
are you confused?
You're framing your question.
No, I'm not.
All right.
Go ahead, just shoot straight with me. I very much follow this kind of thing.
You've seen the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Were you confused by it?
I don't see how anybody could be.
Well, what do you say to the fact that 19,000 people were?
You know, we don't know that 19,000 people were confused or if 19,000, people erred out of a million.
Well, I mean, if they erred, wouldn't an error be the result of confusion?
It'd be interesting to find out what the percentage might be of the people who erred in other counties.
But, Jim, to answer the basic question, is this a complicated ballot?
I don't think it is.
Thank you.
Could it have been made simpler?
Well, you know, it could have certainly been examined beforehand, and I assume it was. I mean, it was
approved
put together by the person who was voted into that office to run the election in Palm Beach County.
He answered the question.
No one had a problem with it before the election.
And Jim, are you a registered voter?
Yes, I am.
And what party are you registered for?
That's all right.
No, I'm not going to get into my political.
I mean, he's a Republican.
I think it's obvious.
That's okay, Jim. You know, Mike and Buzz have the trouble that they can't let go of their political roots on
this.
Let's
face it, this is the closest election that this country will ever have.
And, I think
and
when
it gets this close, it's going to be people who are going to cry and want to throw rally rallies
feces.
And protests to do anything to try to find a way to sway this vote and tilt it the other way.
Well, I think we're all in the interest of fairness here, and if it's 19,000 votes that were thrown out because of confusion that are going to sway the election one way or the other, I think that's significant.
But don't
I think it's also interesting that 1996, Pat Buchanan got about the same amount of votes in Palm Beach County.
That's interesting. That is very interesting. I think that is something that should be examined as well.
But, I mean, for everybody suddenly to claim, you know what, I think I made a mistake. Well, folks, the voting process is you know, very serious. And
thank you.
Take your time and go in. And, I mean, if you go back and want to re-vote in Palm Beach County, I mean, there got to be other counties in this great country of ours where people are going to say, wait a minute, I might have been confused. I might have voted for the wrong guy.
Yeah, but I don't think there are a lot of counties that are involved in a state election that is going to come down to
less than 2,000 votes.
Please, you know, guys. I tell you what was even, there are a lot of issues, and obviously you can talk either side of the fence you want. I will support whichever candidate is our next president, because I strongly believe in our democracy, and I will be 100% behind either man.
Simple ballot, though.
I just can't believe there could be that many people who could be that confused when there's a huge arrow sitting right there.
But
if you were to take 1 second extra and look and see Pat Buchanan's name on the right,
you're also
make
talking.
You wonder, like, okay, for those people who were going to vote for Buchanan, where were they supposed to vote?
Yeah.
There's no slot to the right of Buchanan's
slot. Yeah, but you're talking about 19,000 votes that allegedly were thrown out.
Well, you told me then there should be zero double ballots in out of the 19,000. I mean, we'd assume that 19,000 people made the exact same error.
That's possible. They haven't examined them yet. They've asked for a hand count.
Jim, here's what I think.
How about the argument that the networks, I have a really huge axe to grind with the people that I work for.
CBS was the
networks
first
I'm generalizing. I'm talking all the networks, not just CBS, because I thought Reddit did a great job. But when you go and you're so blinded by the fact that you work in New York, you don't see anything outside of the Hudson River or beyond it, that you are not even smart enough to realize that there's a very good portion of the state of Florida that's in the central time zone, and you get out and blurt out to people that perhaps are on their way to vote in a particularly heavy Republican area, the panhandle of Florida, and you go and announce that Gore's already won the state. Now, how many thousands of people were dissuaded from voting by that?
And what a mistake I made by asking him a question on this topic.
He's your fellow Republican.
The people had nothing to do with that, but there should be. I'm shocked that people aren't more.
He said that it was a simple ballot. That was the only question.
Yeah, but I think we. He's a big golfer, okay? I play golf with golfers. I know his politics.
To go to Gore.
Does that mean he's a Republican because he plays golf?
99.9% of golfers are Republicans.
Clinton plays golf.
Yes, he does.
You can't say that on the networks. They were kind of. There's a lot of innuendo.
Unscientifically, I based my opinion on lots of golf rounds played with mostly Republicans.
45
Do you think he thinks we're thinking that we're listening to him right now?
I don't know, but he's enjoying the politics. You know what? I think he fancies himself the next, like going from sports into real news.
And before that,
not a chance.
You're talking from 4:45 until 7 o'clock.
My God, listen to this man.
How many Californians?
I don't know what it's called.
Because Gore's already won Florida. This thing's over.
All right, Jimbo.
Now you've just suddenly impacted,
Jimbo.
Thanks to the network, you've just impacted the nation's popular
Jimbo.
Vote.
Jimbo, hold on. Wait a minute, hold on. Put a sock in it, my man. Wow. I asked you a simple question. Is the ballot simple or not?
I've already answered that.
Yes, thank you. Now, you must be calling about our bets this past weekend.
I think we split.
Yes, we did.
We split right down the middle, which means we have to do it again.
Yes, we do. And,
okay, good.
How does next Friday sound to you?
Hey, I'm up for it. Well, you guys just tell me the Friday and I'll be there.
Next Friday. We'll book you on next Friday. We'll pick the games again.
Yeah, I thought
again.
You might be in New York next Friday.
No, you know, as it turns out, we have a scheduling conflict.
Okay.
And we're not going to be. But we'd love to have you on the telephone to pick the games with us next week. And, you know, we play for cash when we pick with Jim Nance.
Yes, we do. We play for serious cash. Maybe by then we'll know who the next president is.
Maybe we will. All right. Well, maybe he's right.
I like my answer.
It's Jim, I really think that you ought to give some serious thought to moving out of the sports realm and into the, into the anchor booth.
I don't mean to sound like I have any tendencies one way or another. I answer your question. Do I think the ballot is complicated? No. Do I think that the network...
Here we go again.
...of handling and...
We didn't ask him that, though.
...something as sacred as an election in this...
Nancy.
...that's terrible. I don't know why they can't wait until the last person has voted in Alaska. Right. That's the last state to stay open. happen.
What?
And then
wrap a little tiny
reveal what we think.
I'm going to ask him about his ratings are.
Anybody else. And would I support Gore? 100%. Would I support Governor Bush? 100%. But that's just the way I see it. I see so many things that...
He's answering questions we didn't ask
him. It is funny how one network falls in line behind
Jim?
The other.
Jim, I think it would be interesting that you said, would I support Gore? Yes, would I support Governor Bush? It's interesting to me in your discussion that you didn't say Vice President.
Well, you know, it's interesting. He doesn't want to be known as the Vice President. Right now. He feels like that's like something that makes him sound like a number two guy. You know, yesterday, Mike, when he spoke yesterday in Nashville, he had him take down the Vice Presidential seal off.
You know, I'm just about to ask him how his ratings are.
The image there.
And here ye go.
So that's why I didn't say it.
Okay.
Jim.
How about that as an answer, Mike?
That's good, Jim.
How about that?
That's terrific. Jim, how are your ratings this weekend on the NFL Today?
We've come off of... By the way, remember last Friday I told you our number was held up?
Yes.
We did the highest rating in the since we got back in the National Football League in 3 years outside
there
of one
go.
Show.
All right. Way to go, Jim Nance.
We did 3.7 in October 29th, and this past week we did a 3.3. And again, as I tried to say, and I know it was lost on you guys, it was as complicated for you guys as the ballot might have been for people at Palm Beach County. But, you know, when you have a doubleheader and you have a big audience there at 1 o'clock,
right.
Your numbers always go up.
Gotcha.
So we had back-to-back doubleheaders. Weeks and we reap the benefit of that. Now we go into a single header week, that oxymoron, single header. And, you know, obviously it changes things.
How many Xanax a day do you have to take?
you guys, hey, we could talk about a lot of things. You guys want to talk about something as mundane as football, we'll do it.
He is wound tight. Jimmy, Jim Nance, Nancy.
You know what? I
CBS.
Care about the process.
You know, that's good, and I
do.
It's
one day
great.
I wouldn't mind stepping into that territory. Would you guys vote for me?
Absolutely.
Yes.
In a minute. I'm serious now.
If you were a registered Democrat.
How about if I was for the people and then I didn't have to align myself? I'm not saying I'm independent. Suppose I went
with
the backing of a party, but I realize what this country really wants is somebody who represents everyone.
Jim, I have always believed that the Democrats are a party of the people. Thank you.
Well, you know, well, listen, now that's being a little myopic in your perspective.
I will only vote for
the
year.
You're implying that like the Republicans aren't for the people, and
they
I
call me one
of Republicans would say that otherwise.
They call me one-eyed Mike, Jim. You're absolutely right.
I will only vote for you if your running mate is Randy Cross. Now, goodbye. Love you. See you next week.
How about if you're my running mate?
Hey, see you next week, Jimmy.
Vance Geronimo.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, Jim.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. Man can talk.
Ooh. Jesus, great.
I thought it was just sports and ratings that got him going, but it's everything.
Everything.
It's the world.
Jim, how are your carrots for lunch? Let me tell you how the carrot has grown.
Usually the root is deeper, but I'll tell you right now, this carrot has a beautiful orange hue.
God.
Jesus Christ. Wowsy woo-woo.
That's our friend Jim Nance.
Yeah, you know,
psychotic he is.
You know, agree or disagree, one of the things you said yesterday, which I do agree with, is this. Is huge. This is OJ. This is everything. I don't think we will ever live to see any presidential election like this. It's great.
I'm just tired of all the dumbasses controlling everything.
It's good, though.
It's all good
that you have an opinion about it.
Those people should all be lined up and shot.
And one thing that I think will change now is I think people are going to look at the whole thing a little differently.
Right.
They're not going to look at it as like, hey, whatever.
Hey, this is so confusing. I think I better go out and protest.
Good people.
Please, they're morons.
They're my people.
They're mooks.
They're my morons.
They're idiots. They're tards. They're Lloyds.
I love my Lloyds.
Mongoloids.
Lloyds.
They're dopes. They're doofuses. They're imbeciles.
I think at the end of the day, if I was a betting person, I would say odds are that they're not going to get their way.
Yeah, I would
I don't
agree.
Think you're going to have a revote.
I think a vote is a
along
vote.
The lines of you go in there, you make your decision, whether you screw it up. If you're not paying attention, c'est la vie.
A vote's a vote.
And it'll be unfortunate, but I think it'll be, we have to honor the results no matter the way it works.
I agree with you, and I will. I'm just tired of all the dumbasses on TV screaming.
Now, when I hear noise about other stuff, other improprieties, I take that seriously also, which is, I've heard this from Jesse Jackson, who gave a press conference down, that there were actually lines of people and they closed the polling places while people were still in line. That is, black and white, definitively illegal.
Okay, that I don't know about you. Please, just listen. Just keep it to the issue that I can handle.
Okay.
Dumb people
right.
who can't figure out.
But you're fine on the issue
simple
of,
ballot.
Of maybe, looking at the improprieties of
yes.
people that were waiting in line.
Absolutely.
That sucks.
That's, you're right.
that does, if that happened, that sucks. Let's look into this. But let's take the focus off of these people who can't wipe their own asses. This is a simple ballot. I want to tell you something. Jim Nance just backed me up, and I want to tell you, that man is teetering on the edge of a total collapse.
Absolutely.
A total mental collapse. And even Jim Nance knew that this ballot was simple.
Yeah, he's wrapped tighter than a Super Bowl.
Thank you, Dan Rather.
He'd figure it out.
Okay, that was my only point. I'm tired of the dumb people. I promise I'll let that go.
I'm Dan Rather, CBS News. This is this ballot for people dumber than a box of cotton balls.
I'll let it go until later in the show when I pull out the phone book and start calling people at random from West Palm Beach.
Now, you must find out if they know who they voted for. And if they're confused, then you can...
Yes, then I will...
Unleash the gates of hell.
No, I'm making the blanket statement about all of West Palm Beach.
I think they're probably smart people, then. That's a lot of money down there. A lot of people that have made fortunes.
Right. Well, look at some of the people who work here.
Yeah.
Lots of people work here. Very rich.
Very wealthy.
They're also very dumb.
Actually, dumb... Dumb as a box of rocks.
That's right. Okay, there you go. How you doing, Buzz? You get those facts yet for me?
I'm good. No, I'll work on that later.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Well, welcome to the show, everybody.
That's a good fiery start to the show.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, actually, the show is about everything except that today. Today's the day that we have chicks coming in.
Yeah.
For the Hottie Homemaker Contest.
Yeah. We can all agree on that.
Because we're going to be giving away my refrigerator to the housewife who comes down and performs the most erotic act for us today. I don't know if you guys had the privilege of catching Leah Remini's celebrity profile last night on the E! Exclamation channel.
Now I, who can't figure ballots out, couldn't figure E! Out, and I am pissed off because I, you know, I'm not real good at the TV watching. I'm really not good at like, being in front of the box when I should be. And then I hear...
We found that out with Survivor.
I know. And I have always heard that the networks run late if there's a football game or if there's election coverage or a news report. The E! Channel isn't supposed to run late. And I turned on the E! True Story, and it was the goddamn Village people.
Did they run late last night?
E! Is just stupid. That's the problem. I turned it on at 10 o'clock, and it was the final 2 minutes of the Village people, and I checked back, and it was, yeah, that we're just finishing up at 9 o'clock hour.
When you tuned in, did you think it was the final 2 minutes?
Well, I had to check, because I know sometimes they run late. I wanted to double check.
I really wanted to see that.
And as predicted on this show, Leah's mom, Vicky, was featured in the first 2 minutes and 34 seconds of the show.
And was she charming to the camera?
She sure was, Mom.
Of course
you think
she
the
was.
Camera likes her daughter.
Oh, yeah. And Leah's going to be coming on the show today, and we're going to be reviewing her E! Celebrity profile.
And I'm
going
to have to be honest with her and say I didn't watch it, and it just further my relationship with her.
So we got a big, gigantic show for you today. Let's clear the lines out right now. For those of you listening in West Palm Beach, Florida, don't worry. I'm sure you won't be able to figure out the phone number.
Right.
But for everybody else, be the 100th caller right now. Phone number 877-365-3636.
What's our closest to Philly? Down in Fort Myers, probably? That's the Naples?
Gainesville, something like that?
Do we still have our Southern Florida?
I don't know.
The Gulf Coast? It's on the Gulf Coast, not on the East Coast. Like
Fort Myers, Naples.
That's it, Fort Myers, Naples. I don't think we have anything down around Palm Beach.
Let me see. What else in Florida do we got? Gainesville, Florida?
That's up north.
No. Isn't this area, is it way down South Florida?
Yeah, South Florida. It's a suburb of Miami.
All right, well, then I guess it would be, Fort Myers and Naples would be the closest.
Across the state, over on the other side, on the other coast.
Everybody except them can call in right now. Play this game.
So you will be penalizing people in another county.
Yes.
Very good.
The entire state of Florida being penalized today.
Excellent job.
By the Don and Mike Show for their incredible stupidity.
Very good.
Phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now.
This is the Don and Mike Show. For your utmost concern, the Don and Mike Show.
We have our Mr. 40 Thanksgiving show.
Oh, boy.
A couple of weeks, Mr. 40, all of his 40s. Shiloh with a live sex show in the middle of the table?
Yeah.
We got to find that special family. We'll be telling you about that. Also, we have a strip trivia coming up on the show.
Yay.
Day before Thanksgiving, we'll be playing strip trivia.
Oh, what a way to celebrate Turkey Day.
We are going back outside to play paintball again against the sales staff.
Fantastic.
Round number two. I think the tentative date is, what do we decide? Is it December 2nd? Was it that Saturday?
Absolutely, yes. Saturday, December 2nd, we'll be out there. Is it going to be Pev's again?
Yep, same place.
Pev's Paintball.
Same place. And if you know anyone who lives in Delmarva, mm-hmm. you know, meaning the part of Maryland, Virginia, Delaware, Delmarva,
right,
where we used to be heard all the time in Ocean City, we will be back starting Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Signed the contract today with our brand-new radio station, Delmarva's Pure Rock, 96 Rock.
96 Rock is a very big station down there, and I'm glad to be on 96 Rock, and I look forward to our eight, nine months or so.
Now, Mike, you know what?
We're gonna go a year?
It's the two-year commitment.
Two-year commitment. Fantastic.
Which means dick. From 96 Rock. So we're looking forward to getting back in Ocean City on Wednesday. That's when they will start airing the show.
Wonderful.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, I'm caller 100.
Yes, you are. Hi. What is your name?
Ann Norris.
Where are you from?
I am in McLean, Virginia.
My friend, you won the WWF Survivor Series prize pack from Comcast Cable, Cox Cable, WWF Survivor Series, in demand, Sunday, November 19th. Please enjoy.
Okay, thank you.
Call Comcast or Cox Cable, everybody else, now to order this pay-per-view event. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Okay.
Right here on good old JFK FM.
I'm real excited about that station in Ocean City. That's a very powerful station.
Yep, we love Ocean City. I got a place there that, and of course, means that, well, my entire family on my wife's side will once again be able to listen and critique the show on a regular basis.
And I do hope that when the weather warms up a little bit, we can make another pilgrimage down there. I always enjoy our little jaunts down to Ocean City, Maryland.
That's what we're counting on now. Girls, they will be showing up shortly for the Hottie Homemaker Contest.
All competing for a chance to take home your refrigerator.
Yep. I went home last night and talked about it with Frida. And even though she really wants to hold on to it, and I got to the bottom of that story, that it's not my mother-in-law that wants the refrigerator.
It's your wife.
It's my wife that wants the refrigerator for the garage or the place up at the beach. But no, we're giving it away. Beautiful GE refrigerator. I looked inside. There's no stainage inside.
Oh, good. How is the odor?
It is clean. It's clean. It smells decent. And
it's decent.
As a matter of fact, there was still a one of those boxes of baking soda still open in there. You know,
terrific.
To keep odors out. It's a beautiful refrigerator, and we're going to be giving it away today on the show to the Hausfrau who comes down and puts on the best erotic show for us.
Fantastic.
The girls should be arriving momentarily. As soon as they get here, we'll start the competition. I think Broyhill is getting TV star Leah Remini right now, maybe.
As we get ready for our big Hottie Homemaker show.
We watched, we started to watch. I fell asleep last night during the Leah celebrity profile. I think Frida stayed awake and watched the whole thing last night. Hi, Charlie.
Hello. Leah was called to set, and she'll call us when she's back.
And Bush just put up a sign. Bush now leads by only 403 votes with 58 of 67 counties.
Yeah, that's what it's down to at this point.
Gee. Now, that doesn't make it. I mean, if he had that lead, he would have a larger lead right now. That's weird.
Okay.
That's very weird.
Listen, like I say, I don't care who wins.
Right.
And if they recount and Gore wins, mm-hmm. that's great. You know, my problem is just, like I said for the last hour, with the dummies.
Right. The dummies in Palm Beach.
The damn dummies. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, this is Star Jones again. I want to come down and enter the contest.
Oh, come on, Star Jones. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello? This is your guy, right?
Sending some kind of message.
What's the song?
Hail to the Chief.
Hail to the Chief, cause he's the Chief and he needs ailing. Ralph Nader could have won if he was not crossed by Queenie. Mark should be president, cause he's the funniest family.
No, he loves you, though.
And he's gone, and I, you know, it's sometimes hard to decipher what he's saying.
He just loves you, that's all I know.
He does. He said I should be president.
And I don't know what happened to my guy. You know, my guy never calls.
Your guy hasn't called in a while. Where has he been?
The Unleash the Hounds guy.
That's right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Listen, long-time listener, and I just moved to Frederick, and I keep losing the JFK signal. I was wondering if you could tell me what the Hagerstown affiliate is and where it is on the dial.
Sure, then how about I come up there and I wash your wee-wee for you? I don't know. We got so many stations. Hold on. Rob's got it. What is it, Robbie?
1490 a.m.?
Hey, great position on the dial.
1490. 1490 a.m.
Go up much higher than that. You're in the police band radio range.
1-400-90 a.m.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I was just calling because I saw this commercial tonight with Jerry Rice and Joe Montana, and it shows the two of them on a tee box, and Joe Montana tees off, and Jerry tees off, and Joe asks Jerry, Jerry, seems like something's wrong. What's the matter? He goes, nothing, Joe. And Joe asks, is it masculine itching? He says, yes, how'd you know? And Joe Montana goes into the spiel about this new salve that's out and everything else. And it shows a close-up of Joe Montana taking a dip of salve and reaching towards Jerry's crotch. And it cuts away and goes, cut out the television you don't want to see and just...
Listen.
Well, what was that all about,
I don't
Rob?
Know.
What was he trying in desperation
a
to
commercial.
Explain?
Some new commercial on TV, but I really don't know what it was. I had to hang
it
up on it.
A commercial for Replay TV, our fine sponsor.
Oh, hello, right. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, you're on the air.
Wow, cool. Hey, you better watch out for those dumbasses down there in Florida. They're growing in number. I guess last time there was 15,000 of them, so watch out.
Well, they're dumb.
Shut out.
Big dummies. Thank you, my friend.
Okay, hey, thanks. Nice hearing you guys.
Right, no, nice hearing you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Nice hearing you.
Why, no, I'm a dumbass, too.
Okay, all right, bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, he's going.
Hey, I want to tell Don and Mike that I saw an interview on CNN about a half hour ago where they said that the commissioner of voting in Palm Beach County is a Democrat, and he's the one who authorized that ballot.
Yeah, that's old news.
That's true.
Yeah, that's right.
That is old news.
No, we know that, honey. Thank you, though.
Thank you.
You could figure that ballot out, right? Have you seen the ballot?
Oh, absolutely. I've seen it, and I cannot believe that there's anybody in the whole world stupid enough not to be able to figure that ballot out.
Right. They're dummies. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don Mike Show.
Hey.
Hey.
It Don?
Yes, and Mike.
Oh, hey. How's it going?
Hi.
Hey, you know when you was talking to Nancy?
I know. Yes, when we was talking to Nancy?
Yeah, and he was talking about how down there in Palm County, how in 96, Buchanan got just as many votes
right.
as he did this year.
Right.
Well, you know what else I heard, too? Is that also there was 15,000 votes they threw out back then. Now, there's some dumbasses. That county is known to be dumbasses.
All right, well, you know, I don't know if that's true or not either, but that would...
Well, that's what Rush said on his show today.
Well, you can certainly believe it if he said it.
There you go.
Yeah,
absolutely.
If Rush Limbaugh said it.
Jesus.
Okay, way to ruin any credibility you had with that call, sir. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. I want to leave a message for Al Gore that, so what, you won popular vote that don't impress me none?
The Shania Twain thing? Is that what he's doing?
He's doing a Shania Twain. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, yeah, you know, George W. Bush, you got to watch out for that dude. He put a snake in my bathtub.
All right, thank you.
What the hell?
Hello. I don't know. Don,
you know, it's more evidence that our listeners are virtually insane.
Listen, I got news for you. I think that the majority of people who call this show would also have trouble filling out that ballot.
Yeah, and that's why I'm closer to them.
See if you can read my subliminal message there. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello? Speak to us.
That sounds like the phones are dead.
No.
Hello? Hello?
There he is. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Turn your radio down.
Please.
Okay, turn it on. Okay.
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 Right.
Okay.
I'm on the line. I'm on the air.
And now you're turning your radio up again.
Christ, what can
okay,
we do for
I'm
you?
Stupid. I'm from Palm Beach. No. I
yes.
have the perfect solution. Hello?
No. Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
God.
Damn.
Couldn't figure out how to do it.
You know, we did that in tandem.
I know. God
damn.
I say that a lot. You know that? I say that a lot naturally on this show. I think it's going to have new meaning now.
God damn. Hello, Don and Mike Show. We can't help it. We do everything together.
That could be a wonderful new trademark.
I think so.
God
damn. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
That's great. Listening from Delmarva, as you call it.
Yeah.
through a fuzzy 1300 AM there in Baltimore.
Right.
Are you guys going to be on 95.9?
Yes.
95.9?
Yes, that's the station.
Super.
96 Rock.
The last time I saw you guys, you were at the old cheesy-ass FM show where the guy jumped off the roof at the Vegas-style show.
Yes, you know, Ocean City, Maryland. I would tell you, this is my adopted hometown. This is where my wife's family live, and we got a place up there. And because we have no life, that's where we go on every single vacation that we ever take. We've been in this little town of about, what's Ocean City, about 100,000 people, something like that?
About 200,000 during the non-summer months,
yeah.
Right?
We've been, this market, this town has 10 radio stations. We have now just signed a contract with our sixth radio station.
Wow. Six radio stations in this little town.
In this town. Oh, hold on a second. Listen, thanks. Listen to Forest Wednesday, okay?
So I wanted to ask if you guys got my gift last show.
No, hold on. Can you hold on, please?
Sure.
Major,
yeah.
Major TV stars on the other line. Hey, Robbie, you got our intro tape? Up.
Never mind. I got it right here.
Here we go.
I got the tape of Big Fat Roseanne introducing her. Here we go.
My first guest just made me laugh my butt off the last time she was on. That's what happened to it. I had to have her back. She stars in the hit CBS show King of Queens. Please welcome Leah Remini.
There she is. Hello, my sweets.
That was good times.
What?
That was good times.
You liked the times with Roseanne?
I did.
Here she is, everybody, not only the star of King of Queens,
mm-hmm.
and a very loyal friend,
mm-hmm.
and you know we love her.
We do indeed.
But also, last night, featured on E! Celebrity Profile.
Yes, sorry, Leah Remini.
All right, go ahead, give it to me. What do you want to say?
Well, so much. So much.
Well, this is what Charlie leaves me a message going, and don't worry, Leah, we're going to watch you. We'll be picking it apart, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, listen, we taped it.
Yeah.
And we watched it.
And?
And, well, first off, you are gorgeous.
Thank you.
I mean, all of the parts where you're sitting down talking to the camera.
You are gorgeous.
I mean,
Thank you.
Really. Never seen you as hot as you were last night.
Wow.
And my prediction was correct. I predicted your mom would be on in the first 5 minutes.
Right, of course.
And in fact, your mom was on 2 minutes and 37 seconds into it. We have a time check here of everything.
Okay.
We have the story about how you met your boyfriend, Angelo.
That was how many seconds? 10?
That's a 20-second story.
Okay.
Then you say that you fell in love with him and that you love him.
Right.
And then when they go to Angelo for a second, Leah's boyfriend.
Yeah.
What does it say underneath, Robbie? What does it say underneath?
Friend.
Yeah, they just had it. They just said Angelo and whatever his last name is. Comma.
They could have at least put lover on there.
Friend
and
lover.
That was weird, right?
Friend and lover.
Yeah. That was,
I'm glad Angelo didn't catch that.
That was weird.
Yeah.
They did have Leah's friend Jackie on the show last night.
Yes.
They also had that loose girl who, Michelle, you know.
Yeah.
Who used to be your assistant.
She looked pretty, though, didn't she?
I've always thought Michelle is an attractive lady. Where's she now? What's she doing now?
She's doing painting. She's painting.
Oh. And who knew this? I didn't know this, that Leah is friends with Jenna Elfman.
I knew that.
You knew that.
Yes, she said that to us.
I didn't know that.
Back we were talking about...
You made fun of it.
We were talking about Dharma and Greg, and...
I had not retained that.
We were weren't we saying something like Dharma and Greg sucks, and you were saying she's a friend of yours?
No, you weren't saying Dharma and Greg sucks.
She's a dog. Maybe that's
she's
what you were saying.
Dog.
She is a total dog.
What is wrong with you? How could you say she's a dog?
Please,
she's beautiful.
She's far from beautiful.
Not as beautiful as you.
Yeah,
of course. I love you for saying that.
Well, you were beautiful last night.
Thank you, honey.
And I was able to... Well, now listen, please don't be mad. I was only able to watch the first 20 minutes. I fell asleep.
Okay.
I fell asleep. Frida watched
the
entire show.
What did Frida say?
She was impressed with Angelo. That was...
Oh, you mean his looks?
Yes, that was the main thing when I got up this morning.
Right.
I have to make...
So maybe she will make out with him.
Leah?
Yeah, she wants to.
I have to make a confession.
What, baby?
I blew it again, and I just, you know, I got excited because they said that show was going to be on at 10 o'clock. So I go home, and I turn on my my replay TV, because
right.
I actually set it up on the machine. I actually get in there and set it up to record.
Right.
And I turn it on, and 10 o'clock comes, and the thing automatically turns on, and there are the Village people. And I said, well, that sucks.
Like, all I'm saying is, you didn't show up.
I know. Had to do your little microphone, little announcement.
Right. I know.
His golf tournament.
I know.
Right. And now you're telling me you didn't see the show.
But I was there waiting to watch it. As soon as I see the Village People, I said, oh, it's another thing.
No, maybe you weren't there waiting to watch it. You taped it.
Well, no, wrong. I was going to watch it and tape it at the same time. Then I turned off the machine because I said, this is all screwed up.
Because apparently your show started at 10:02 instead of at 10 o'clock.
And so that threw you off, Mike.
It threw me off. I was sitting there
channel surfing?
Do you believe me? Do you believe that I was there waiting not only to watch it, but I was waiting to record the whole thing?
I don't know, baby.
I'm telling Leah, from the bottom of my heart, I am telling you the truth.
I'm waiting for the... I forgive you. And you know how to redeem yourself.
How? How?
Do your Joan Crawford.
Thank you.
Christina, Christopher, damn it. Helen, I asked you to keep the children quiet today. And for Christ's sake, keep them out of the garden. Have Tina bring me my coffee.
Thank you.
Good.
Very nice, right. Mike. I just wanted to be honest with you and make it right. And I feel that's
They had Leah lit last night in a very fall-type motif, lighting-wise. I mean, they had, like, oranges and
the lighting was good, honey.
And she looked HOT last night.
Thank you, sweetheart.
And
have a tape of it, Rob? Rob, did you tape it?
How about we drop the bomb now? Because I know you have some criticisms. It wouldn't be you if you didn't.
The only criticisms I have. You know what? No, I really don't.
Are we included?
No, of course we're not.
Uh-huh.
That was my first criticism, was that we were not on here. I have no criticism. It was nothing but 100% ass-kiss puff piece. It's exactly what that channel is famous for.
That's not true. Do you know what? My show, the show that I did last night, was the most honest I've ever seen, and they said the same thing about us. They said we... Did you see the part where Mom goes, she's talking about Living Dolls? Leah was going to audition for this model show, and I'm thinking, Leah as a model? Where are they going with this?
That was the first TV show that Leah was ever on, the show Living Dolls.
Mike, Living Dolls.
She said that. She said that on film. Yeah. Leah as a model? Where are they going with this?
All right, let's roll this. We have some tape. Oh, Leah, hold on. You know what I want to ask you first?
What?
What's your problem with my kid?
Do I have a problem with your kid?
I thought you said the last time that we talked to you had a problem with my kid.
I didn't say I had a problem with your kid. I said I got some emails that said maybe Bart's not as nice as he could be about me.
Oh, really? Who emailed you that?
I didn't retrieve it because, you know, that's what's funny about every time I talk to you guys, right?
Yeah.
And we talked about the website. Well, people email the jewelry website. They don't buy anything. But they emailed me. I got so many emails about Don and Mike.
You have sold stuff on that website because...
Honey, Frida... Okay, your guys' wife bought stuff, but a few people have ordered, but more people just email me about Don and Mike.
All right, buy this junk at www.jackieandleah.com.
Thank you, baby.
Did my wife's credit card thing ever work? She had a problem with the credit card on your website. Did she ever buy anything?
Didn't have a problem. Oh, and by the way, Don.
Yes?
That letter was a personal letter to Frida.
It was a personal letter.
You said it was some kind of form letter. We wrote that especially for her.
Oh, listen, honey, it read like a form letter.
It wasn't.
It read like a form letter.
I found that from Jackie. She wrote that personally to her.
Okay, well, then I take it back.
Thank you.
It read like a form letter. That's
now, I do want to read these emails to you.
Please, go ahead.
I don't have them now.
Oh. All right, well, can you just give me the gist of them? What are people writing to you?
I'm not.
Because I'm telling you, my son is the greatest.
I'm not saying he's not. The email said, maybe Bart could be a little bit nicer to me.
Well, Leah, he's a 15-year-old boy.
That's all I'm saying.
He's a 15-year-old boy.
Shannon's 16. She's quite lovely.
And listen, when I had
that's an interesting hookup there.
And I tried that when I had that ill-fated thing with your mom when we were waiting for you.
Right, right.
I mentioned that. I said,
didn't her mom say something about that when you said, hey, maybe they could get together? And what did her mom say?
Yeah,
I don't think that's a good idea.
Did she?
Yes.
She did?
Yeah. But it was no difference towards Bart. It was, I think, because I'm Bart's father.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
Don, she's liking you more now.
Let's not go back. Let's not go back.
How could she be liking me anymore?
Because you were funny to her on the radio.
Well, see, remember the way we handled that the last
time?
That's
what she likes.
All right, well, let's roll some of Leah Remini's celebrity profile.
Why?
Because it's fun. Let's listen to it now.
Take calls. I like taking calls from people. They like it, too. I found out on my email.
Well, all right. People, if anybody wants to talk to Leah, they can call up now. But I'd rather...
I don't want to hear myself talk unless you have specific criticism.
It'll just be fun to goof on you. Let's listen to it now. Here it is.
All right. Listen, I've got an old man out there with very hurt feelings.
Was that the opening montage?
Yes.
All right, Robbie, skip past that. Skip right to the opening here.
I want to hear the narrator come on.
Not to mention, we need to revisit the little thing that I found out about Rob last week.
What was that? Oh, about him calling women whores?
Yeah.
Well, he does it all the time.
Why?
It's kind of a joke. When we get a woman who's difficult, Rob just yells out whore, and it's funny.
What's a woman that's difficult? Give me an example.
Like a woman will call and say, I think you guys are really being unfair. And we're not being unfair. Yeah, you're being unfair. No, we're not being unfair. And then, oh, goodbye, ma'am. And then we hang up the phone. And
Rob says,
it's rather endearing, actually.
Rob.
Yes? Rob, go to the microphone. Ms. Remini is speaking to you.
You sit in my room.
Yes.
You're embarrassed to ask me for a picture.
Right.
Your face is all red. When I'm like, hey, baby, I go to pinch your cheeks. You're all cute and cuddly.
I found out that
you're calling women whores.
Yeah, he does.
I think when they deserve it, they need to be told that, and it helps them to improve.
I love it when he has to defend his position.
Really?
Hey, Leah, hold on. Before I play this tape, let me ask you a question.
What?
Have you seen the ballot in West Palm Beach, Florida?
Have I seen it?
Yeah.
What do you mean, have I seen it?
Have you seen a sample of it in the newspaper?
No.
Oh, all right.
What do you think of the whole thing?
Don and I have had a major disagreement.
I think those people are dumbass retards.
I agree.
That it's a very simple ballot to figure out, and if they can't figure it out, F them.
Right.
That they just shouldn't have the right to vote.
And I think 19,000 people, you know, that ought to be heard.
Okay.
That, you know, I think if that many people screwed up, then it ought to be examined.
They're dopes. They put the ballot in the newspaper today, and you know.
And a lot of my feelings are coming because of my, you know, my Democratic politics.
And I really don't care who wins. I'm just saying that those people are dummies for not being able to figure out a simple goddamn election ballot.
Well, what did the ballot look like? Was it confusing?
In my opinion, it could be there.
No. Come on.
Well, I said that, sort of.
No.
What did I say? I didn't agree with you that it wasn't confusing. I said that you had said it could
simple.
Not be simpler, and I disagreed with that. I said it could be simpler.
Well, yeah, it's got the guy's name and a giant arrow that points next to the hole.
Sweetheart, it's you against how many people that messed it up.
Huh? Who are you yelling at, me or Mike?
No, I'm just saying. I'm not yelling at you. I'm just saying I understand what you're saying, but if how many people got it wrong, you can't be right and they all be wrong. I mean,
yeah, Yes, I can.
Can you, baby?
Yes. There are 250 million people in this country. 100 million people voted.
Right.
There certainly can be 19,000 dumbasses who live in West Palm Beach, Florida.
But, sweetie.
Yes.
That many people, it must have been confusing, and Mike agrees. It was a little confusing.
Okay.
It wasn't confusing
for
me when I looked at the ballot.
That's
I agree with Don on that. When I looked at the ballot...
Well, because you were looking for it, though, Mike. You were looking for it.
That's true also.
So
I didn't,
it's easy to see after the fact when you know what the outcome is.
You know, I didn't even think about that. You're absolutely right about that.
It is goddamn simple. And let me just also point this out, that while 19,000 mooks got it wrong, hundreds of thousands got it right.
But it wasn't the same ballot, was it?
I'm not sure how many people voted in that county in total on that ballot.
You're talking about in Palm Beach County.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
So you might be wrong about hundreds
of thousands. Okay, well, thousands got it right.
Yes,
right.
And thousands got it wrong.
And those thousands that got it wrong are dumbasses. That's been my point all along. Hey, do you get the newspaper there, Leah?
Yeah.
Do you get USA Today?
Uh-huh.
Do you have one around?
No, baby, I don't.
Oh. Why don't you get one of your minions to go get you a USA Today and look on page 2A.
Do you want me to do it now?
Yeah, and tell me if this is at all challenging to you.
Well, let me see. Bobby.
Leah does bring up a good point about looking for it. We all were looking for it.
Thank you, baby.
So you kind of look at it right away with a different attitude. I agree with Leah on that.
Okay, USA Today, open it to page 2A.
All right, when I get it, I'll do it. But until then, we have to talk about something else.
All right, here's a phone call for you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Leah. Saw your show last night. It was unbelievable. You're hot as all, I'll tell you. Also,
oh, you know what?
Can you just hang up on Leah?
Damn it.
Is she there?
I just hung up on her. Hold on a second. Or did I? Wait a minute.
Yeah, because she was on this bus, and you punched the call up
I
on
did.
This bus.
I just hung up on her. She'll be pissed about that.
Well, she understands that happens occasionally. Though. I mean, she'll be all right.
She'll be pissed about it, though.
You think she'll be angry about it? Yeah. Can we get her right back on the line?
Yeah, I think we're
did she call us?
Now. I think she called us because she was on a break.
Right, right.
But we can call her right back. I think we have her number.
She's in good form today.
Sorry about that, honey.
That's okay, sweetheart.
Sorry. Okay, well, she wasn't mad. Okay, right. here's a guy calling for you. Okay. Hello.
Are you back?
Hello.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, babe.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
I saw you Nisha last night. You look great.
Thank you.
Ricky Lake, you got to get rid of her.
Oh, honey, don't say that.
I'm not saying in the bad. Just she really does bring down the show. It,
honey,
like,
don't say that. We love her.
Wheel, you know?
We love her.
I know you do. But also, you smoke, right?
Yeah.
Because I just don't want you in 20 years sound like Lucille Ball, okay? Because if you can't, try to stop.
Sir, so are you telling Leah to quit smoking?
Yes.
You don't think my voice is kind of sexy, though? Or?
Yeah. No, it is sexy, but... like
I urge you to smoke
years,
more.
I mean, Mike can do Lucille Ball for you, and it'll sound just like you.
I urge you.
No, you're right. I got to quit smoking.
All right, let's, you know, this would be... hey, Leah, would you like to hear your voice if you continue to smoke? This is your voice 30 years from now?
Are you going to do my stepmother's voice?
All right, here we go.
Hi. This is Leah Remini, and I want to thank all...
There
I want to thank all of my lovely fans.
That's not even Lucy.
I'm glad I brought it up.
That's not even Lucy. That's, what's her name? That's Esther Roll.
Yeah, that's the late Esther Roll, too, you know.
I love it.
We are all doing a very good job.
Okay, here's a guy from Green Bay, Wisconsin for
okay.
you. Hello, Bob.
Oh, my God, is this me?
Yes.
Is this Leah?
Yes.
Hi, Leah. Oh, my God. Yeesh.
What?
Oh, wow, man.
He said geesh.
Oh, he just used
it. Did he say geesh?
No, he said geesh. That is a euphemism for sperm.
Yes, he's so excited that he was making that word geesh, saying he got so excited to talk to you that he geeshed.
Here is a guy from South Carolina.
Great. That's fabulous.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, listen, you wanted this, Leah. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, turn your radio down, sir.
Okay.
I'm doing an interview.
I just want to speak to Leah's.
Yeah, yes, hello.
Yes, Leah.
Hey, Leah, how are you doing?
Hi.
Leah's
Hi.
Is here.
I just want to say, what's up, Leah? If Mike Dickey's out there, what's up?
Okay, what?
On, please. All right, that's just one of our average callers wanted
Why
to say.
Why can't I hear what they're saying?
Well, I just hung up on him.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, because he was just an idiot.
What'd he say?
He said, want to say hi to Leah and what's up to my friend? What's up?
Hello, Don and Mike show. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Leah.
Hi.
I just want to say that your show, it's the only thing worth watching.
Thank you so much.
It's the only thing worth watching, and you are so beautiful on that show. It's
very much.
The only reason to watch it. That,
I appreciate that.
We
thank
agree.
Stiller's funny, too.
I am.
Thank you.
I am amazed that a television star of your magnitude still enjoys getting the ass kissing that you get
Can
when people call up.
Though? I what? Just realized, you know, if people are not going to have any kind of class, then they should just not call.
Well, okay, well, then no more calls.
All right,
did you get that USA Today yet?
No.
All right, then let's go right to the tape of Leah's celebrity profile.
Right. Very good.
Here we go.
A little pigtail.
Leah's mother, Vicky.
Even as a kid, you know, she just had a way about her that would charm people. Yep. But she was just, you know, very adorable, very easy to love.
I was a little smart ass, and I was a little troublemaker.
Grandmother Mary Remini recalls Leah's early desire to perform.
I love that narrator.
You know what? The harp in the back.
Oh, fantastic.
You know, it's just like the behind the music narration.
It's yeah. horrendous music, actually.
Tell you, she was always thinking about singing.
Oh, my grandma.
She always wanted to be something, you know, like an actress. And they would sit together.
Yeah.
They would have microphones holding one.
Sure, Donnie Marie.
No,
right.
Nicole and Leah.
Yeah.
And they would sing.
Do you like how she said Nicole and Leah? She had like put her there.
I wish I saw this. I'd love to see the face that goes along with your grandma.
She's adorable.
She was determined to be a star.
Determined to be a star.
She was determined to be a star.
Undaunted.
You know what's funny?
What?
Did you see the story about my sister saying she kicked me in the face?
Yes.
What the hell was that?
That was Leah's older sister who
You know what? That's totally not true.
Have we met your older sister?
No.
Just your younger sister.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, Rob,
you know what? That was such bull.
Go to 1516. Let's hear Jenna Elfman kiss Leah's ass.
Very good.
Okay.
This is Dharma. Who's going to say nice things about Leah?
One of Leah's big showbiz friends. Is she one of these kooky Scientologists, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. We're just fast-forwarding to that now.
Good people we are.
What, Scientologists?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good Scientologists.
15-16. You got it, Robbie?
Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Here's Jenna Elfman.
Who was that, Buzz?
No, that was Mike.
You, Mike, doing the voice?
Yes.
Shut up!
Leah, we are very proud of you.
That's not Mike.
Yep.
Yes, it is,
that's
Leah.
Mike.
No, it isn't.
Buzz, let's talk at the same time. Here
okay.
This is Buzz talking.
This is Mike talking
this is
right now.
Mike in the background.
Hi there.
Mike, is that really you? That's funny.
Thank you.
I know, this is a bit of ass kissing from Jenna Elfman.
It broke out more than anybody.
Listen to this.
You know, which was nice for me. It was a nice validation for me, especially when they didn't want
me.
Actress and longtime friend, Jenna Elfman.
I thought she was so cool because she was a living doll.
See that?
And I thought that was like, oh, what I would have given to been a living doll.
Damn.
Leah's newfound celebrity went to her head.
You know, I think when I see Jenna Elfman, I swear to God, I just want to blow her nose.
She's a doll.
She always looks to me like she's got some kind of awful sinus condition.
Shut up.
You know, I just heard, you just stopped it when they were saying Leah's success went to her head. What was that?
Oh, listen, here you go.
My sister's an ass. I got to call you back.
Oh, all right.
For the scene. Should I call you back or are you done with me?
Well, yeah, I don't know. We got stuff going on today.
Oh, excuse me. You know, call me when you need me, huh?
No! Come on, don't be that
way.
www.jackieandleah.com.
That's the way you're making it up to me.
Yes.
Whatever, you know. You got a show to do.
Come on, whatever.
You probably have a bigger name calling you.
Honey, you got a scene to do.
It's fine. I said I'd call you back, but you don't want me to call you.
All right, call back, please.
Oh, no, you didn't think I'd do.
No,
please. You call me if you want me.
Please call us back.
All right.
Maybe.
Okay. All right, goodbye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye, Leah.
Bye.
There she goes.
You got bigger names.
Living doll.
Leah's newfound celebrity went to her head, at least according to her sister, Nicole.
We got into this huge argument, and she was just being such a snob, and I just kicked her, like, right in the face, and I gave her a black eye. And it was the worst. I was like, my God, it's going to work tomorrow. What are you doing? Oh, it was terrible, absolutely terrible. But she never acted that way again.
Remini's ego was restored to normal size when she realized fame didn't always bring sudden wealth.
So funny.
Remini's ego was returned to normal size.
There we go.
Leah's sister kicked her in the head.
And maybe you noticed last night, they didn't say this on the show.
Leah somehow didn't get the nose that her mother and her two sisters had.
Because they both got the big old beak.
Absolutely.
And Leah, for some reason, we don't think she had a nose job, right? That's just a naturally occurring gene phenomenon.
They showed pictures of her growing up, and
right. She
was beautiful from day one.
Wonderful.
All right, well, we sure do love Leah.
And, you indeed.
And it's good that she gets some pub there.
Absolutely.
On the E! Entertainment channel. We have to do a break. I think some of our housewives hotties are here.
Wonderful!
We'll get to that right after this.
This is the Dawn and Mike.
We just came down here to get you away from that radio.
That's right, honey. It's caused us nothing but trouble.
Don't worry. I'm just trying to get some music so I can relax. Will you listen to that?
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, Dad, I got a new record today. Is it okay if I play it on the phonograph?
Why, of course, Eddie. I think it's very nice for a young boy to be interested in music.
If you don't like them, tough EST. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, hey baby.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Sue.
from Rochester.
Hi, Sue.
Not that you need any more fuel for your argument, because I totally agree with you about this dumbasses in West and Palm Beach County.
Right.
But not only are they stupid, most of them are really old. And I know if you were king, you'd be,
Yes, they
not
don't,
allowing old people to vote.
They don't
yeah,
be in one of
God
my.
God forbid you ever turn old.
They'd be in one of my work camps, honey.
Absolutely.
Rob, right? Rob always corrects me. One of my leisure camps.
Leisure camps.
Correct. I totally agree with you.
With the exception,
perfect place for him. Can't drive, can't vote. You know.
With yeah, the, and you know, I guess you don't realize the fact that someday you're going to get up and look in the mirror and be old too.
Mike, listen, hold on a second, please.
Yes.
You know the election notwithstanding.
Yes.
That's been a long-standing belief of mine.
With my mom is an exception. You're going to let her drive, right?
Your mom is the only one.
Even though she's turned 80?
Who may continue to drive.
Thank you very much.
And I thought the original plan was they can vote, you just don't count their vote.
That's right.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's right. You just don't tell, though. You tell them it counts.
They vote within the camp.
Yes. So. Hello, a mock election. Don and Mike's show.
Hey, yeah, Radio Gods.
Hey, yeah, hi.
Hey, Palm County is one of the most populated counties in Florida. It's got a little over a million people in it.
All right, good.
About half of them are registered to vote, and about half of them voted.
All right, so looking at, a quarter million people who voted, and, 19,000 of them are dumbasses.
Exactly.
All right,
and
thank
you. That fits the equation for society. About 7% of people are absolute idiots.
All right, thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Great. Hey, listen, I just wanted to chime in a little bit about the Florida situation.
Yeah?
I mean, not only are they, their votes shouldn't be counted because they voted twice. You know, there should be voter stamp. They have voter sampling packets, and everyone should be organized before they go in.
Whatever. The people are just dumbasses. That was my only point. It's not a tough ballot.
He was agreeing with you.
I know he was, but he was taking it to steps even further than I had taken.
That's
I mean,
right.
I'm just saying, they're dumbasses. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don, Mike.
Yeah.
This thing in Florida, there's a bunch of whiners down there. They only get to whine if the percentage of...
Okay, listen. Please don't turn this into the Limbaugh or the Liddy show, okay?
Thank you.
If you want to just talk about how stupid they are, that's fine, because really, I'm taking the politics out of it. If these were Republicans, I'd be saying they're dumbasses. Because the ballot is simple. Please. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hi, can I talk to Don and Mike about the election, please?
I don't know. Well, what do you want to say about the election? I may have to censor your comments.
What's that?
I may have to censor your comments. What would you like to say?
It's just about the ballot and the electoral vote.
No, sorry. I can already tell it's going to be a very boring call.
No, it's not.
Yeah, I think it is.
I got
you. Let me put it up to a vote. Do you think it's going to be a boring call?
Yes, I do.
How about you in the next room?
I do.
How about you behind me?
I'm undecided.
He's undecided. We've got one undecided.
Hey,
that means because of Rob Spiewak, we have to hear the man out.
What?
Just wanted to say the whole deal with the electoral college vote down there.
I've changed my mind. It's no
He's
good.
He's boring. He's dumb.
I've changed my mind.
Goodbye.
You were right. There you go. Thank you, Rob, for coming over to the right side.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I have a great idea for a voting pad down in West Palm Beach.
Yeah, what?
A huge size bingo pad and a dauber.
All right, listen, it's obvious to me that this is all people want to talk
Make
about.
Make it like the piano in the movie Big.
Yeah, that's my fault. The one that Tom Hanks had to jump on.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's my own fault. I railed about it for an hour.
Right.
Let me try to call some people now, real people.
Okay.
In West Palm Beach.
Good.
Just to tell them that they're dumbasses.
Now, are you going to tell them they're dumbasses before or after you find out if they voted? What if it's someone who said, yeah, I voted, there was nothing confusing about it?
I'm going to tell them the community is made of dumbasses, and it's embarrassing to the rest of America, where our dumbasses don't run in the streets and have rallies. They just do their dumbass stuff behind closed doors.
You said dumbass.
God. Damn it.
Thank you.
Sorry, slow on the trigger there. I'm looking at the next name on my list.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. Are you there?
Please say your name and tone.
Didn't I hear a person pick up?
Yes. There's somebody who let the phone ring 15 times.
Hello.
This might be one of our winners right here. You might be right.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. This is the Don and Mike Radio Show, CBS. Do you mind going on the air with us? Thank you. Can you tell me, did you vote in yesterday's election?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you vote in Tuesday's election?
Yes, I did.
Are you one of the people who now wants to take your vote back?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you one of the people who wants to go back because you think you voted for the wrong person?
No.
You're not. And you live in West Palm Beach?
Yes, I do.
And do you mind if we ask you who you voted for?
Al Gore.
How come so many dumb people live in West Palm Beach? And let me tell you why I asked that question. I'm looking at the ballot here, and it seems to me that a Lloyd could figure this out. The dumbest person on the planet could look at this ballot and figure this out. It does not seem to be confusing at all to me.
Do you, if you voted in that county, do you find the ballot confusing?
No, but I find you quite dumb.
Well, you insulted his county. Well, you can't blame the guy for being a little uptight.
But he was one of the guys who could figure it out, though.
Yeah, he could figure it out. But as slow as his answers were, it makes you wonder if there's some kind of gas leak down there.
All right, let's try someone else. What, Robbie?
Gas leaks are funny.
It is funny.
Rob and I always laugh at gas leaks. A giant gas leak. But he said he had no problem with the ballot.
If there is a gas leak, look at his pupils. They'll be X's. Mm-hmm. That's how you can tell.
He did sound like a dumb guy, though.
Oh, yes.
Took him a long time to answer the phone, and the TV was just blasting in the back. I was trying to think of that theme. It's an old TV show theme.
All I want to do is eliminate dumbassery.
Good luck.
From West Palm Beach, Florida.
Rob, did you hear the theme that was in the background? I'm trying to... It's on my brain now.
I couldn't because I had headphones on. Sing some more.
Star Trek.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Of course the guy's an idiot.
The overture.
He's watching Star Trek with the volume like at 35.
Da, da, da. Dun, 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 da.
These voyages. And he must have been watching a videotape because Star Trek wouldn't start like at 4:45.
Well, maybe down there it does.
I don't think so.
Message.
Okay, let me try one more.
They have a TV guide down there you have to punch little holes. People are always picking the wrong shows.
It might start wrong if it's on E. It might be starting late or early.
People can, okay, you. I told you about the ballot was confusing and I didn't see Lee Remedy's show.
You.
Moron. You know, I got to be honest with you. When it comes to things like that, I am a moron.
Programmers down there maybe are suffering from the gas leak.
I'm a moron, but I'm proud of it.
Lied. I just had to lead him out because he said he didn't want to go on there. He said he was in a meeting.
Yes.
He lied.
He lied. He didn't want to have anything to do with this.
It was a meeting between his hand and his penis. I'm going to call a business now. Forget calling these
very good.
These regular people. Let's try Aquario Restaurant.
Aquario?
This is the dawning of the age of Aquario. Aquario.
Aquario. Hello, welcome to Aquario.
We have a lovely mushroom tort.
Out of biz.
Take a look at my mushroom cap.
Would you like to see my mushroom cap? I'm trying the beach club and patio.
Oh, good. Oh, fantastic. Is that a restaurant?
At the Breakers.
Beach. Oh, that's the
Breakers. Calling the Breakers of Palm Beach. At this present time, ritzy, our operators
ritzy place. Extremely ritzy place. The Breakers. The Breakers of Palm Beach. One of the most exclusive hotels in the world.
Fragile.
Fragile. This is a major award.
All right, let me try Cafe Cellini.
Stupid bumpkisses. Hey, we're almost in that season again.
Almost time for Ted Turner to run one movie continuously.
Right.
Virginia Cellini.
Yes. Hello, this is the Don and Mike Show. We're calling you from CBS. Do you mind going on the air with us for a moment?
No, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
You meant no. So you asked a very ambiguous question.
Yes, it is.
In Palm Beach, that could be, you said, do you mind going on the air? And if somebody says no, that could either be no, I don't mind, or no, I don't want to go on the air.
Well, maybe I just tell them they're on the air.
You're not allowed to do that anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Atlantic for calling Cochino. This is Carla. Can I help you?
Yes. Hi, Carla. This is the Don and Mike show. We're calling you from CBS News. Do you mind going on the air with us versus effing Christ?
God.
Damn it. You know, really, one of these days, and I'm not a gun owner, but if I ever buy a gun...
Well, you're moving in that direction.
The first place I'm going is downtown to the Infinity Lawyers. And I'm going to blow the place up real good.
Shoot it up.
Shoot it up.
Put holes in the wall and stuff like that.
Yeehaw!
Wear a big cowboy hat when you do that.
They just do everything to handcuff this show.
Get some classic weapons. Get some six shooters.
I can't just call and say you're on the air.
No.
No, we got to do the whole...
Do you mind going on the air with us?
Well, if it's any comfort to you, everyone else now has to do that, too.
I don't hear it.
I tell you, don't.
We're the only radio show held to those rules. Because all the lawyers live here. All the creepy lawyers live in D.C.
Friggin' creeps.
Hello? I can't come to the phone right
now. George, may I help you?
Yes, hello. This is the Don and Mike show from CBS Radio. I hope you don't mind going on the air with us for a moment. Is this West Palm Beach, Florida?
Yes, it is.
Hi, can you tell me, did you vote in yesterday's election or Tuesday's election?
Yes, I did.
Did you find the ballot confusing?
Not for me, because I can read.
Very good.
Got one here.
Huh?
May I ask you who you voted for, sir?
I voted for Bush.
Okay, so he's one of yours, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen.
The thing of it is, when I look at the ballot...
You mean he's one of mine?
Huh?
I mean, he's... Oh, excuse me, he's one of mine.
Yeah.
He knows.
The thing of it is, when I look at the ballot, I'm 37 years old. I double-checked it. I pulled the card out and looked at the hole to make sure it was the right one.
Did you find a need to double-check it?
I wanted to make sure.
How many?
For myself.
Can you tell me something? This is giving the town of West Palm Beach, Florida... a very bad name. We're doing a national radio show now, and for the better part of 2 hours, I've been calling most people in West Palm Beach giant dumbass morons, because it seems to me that this is a very simple ballot. Can you tell me, at your restaurant, do you serve a lot of stupid people every day?
No, I don't want to say that, no.
Our shows...
I don't serve stupid people. I serve... all kinds of people.
Are you surprised at all this going on down in your county?
Am I surprised?
Yes, are you surprised?
Well, not really. Not the way Florida is, the whole state in general. It just seems like things are a little bit slower than usual.
So would you consider Florida to be the dumbest state in the union?
I don't know about that. The dumbest state in the union? I don't know. I mean,
Do you think the people of Florida are dumber than, let's say, the people of Alabama?
I don't know, because a lot of people in Florida aren't from Florida.
All right, but the current people
from Florida are from up north.
All right, the current people who reside in Florida, do you think they're dumber than the people in Mississippi?
No.
No.
I don't think they're dumber than anyone. I think it's just a matter of just when you go and vote, you have to take your time and read the ballot.
Why do you think there's this uproar in Palm Beach County about the ballots?
Because you have to read it carefully. It's a punch.
No, you're telling us what you should do. Why do you think this uproar in Palm Beach?
How come so many...
I think it's because the people that... I think it would be either way. If they're losing, they lost it, now they want to try to win.
But the people who are complaining about this, regardless of who they're for, they've got to be stupid, right? Because they couldn't figure this thing out. Did you find the ballot to be simple?
Simple? Well, you just punch a hole.
So you did find
it. 4 or 5.
You did find it.
You have to read it. You have to be careful the way it was laid out. You have to read it.
Why did you have to be careful?
Because they're all close together. All the names are close together.
They're a little too close together?
Would you call this?
You know what it reminds me of? I'll tell you what it reminds me of. Remember when you were a kid in school and you had to do those write-in tests? Those tests
right.
That are filling the little holes?
Yep.
Yes.
That's something like that.
Do you find filling out a ballot for an all-star game also to be complicated?
An all-star game, like a sports thing?
Yes.
I don't follow sports. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry. We must terminate this interview. He doesn't follow sports.
I mean, not like that.
All of his comments now have to be disregarded.
No.
That's the rules
have. Hold on. Let me ask you something. Are you a football fan?
Not really. I work in the restaurant business. That's what I do.
You don't follow sports?
No, I don't have time.
Don, I protest this interview continuing. He doesn't follow sports.
I'm afraid I must agree.
Yeah, everything you've said we must invalidate now.
Okay.
But I still would like to know, generally speaking, though, even though we are not going to count your vote, in our ongoing poll here, since you don't like sports.
I don't like it. I just don't have time. I work 18 hours a day in my restaurant.
You're a hardworking man. And how's business at the restaurant?
It's starting to pick up now. The season's starting to come.
Very good.
Okay, but would you say if I was to go to other towns in Florida, if I was to go to Orlando or to Tampa Bay or go to South Beach, would you say I'd find more dumb people in West Palm Beach than those other towns?
I don't know. I know that whoever put together the whole election system is the ones that are responsible for all this. You know, I would have presumed, because each county had a different ballot set.
How many dumb people would you estimate are in your restaurant right now? You don't have to point them out by name, but
none right now. We don't serve dumb people.
How many dumb people do you have working on your staff?
Most of my people who work with me can't vote anyway.
I understand.
Very
good.
Gotcha.
Buenos dias.
All right, beautiful. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for your time.
Right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Adios.
Bye-bye. Well, there you go. There's another call to the dumbest place in the world.
Very good.
West Palm Beach, Florida.
He was speaking out of both sides of his mouth a little bit there. He agreed that you have to double-check it, but then he was talking about, you know, how close together those things were. And I would like to point out one thing. I believe that's not actual size, that ballot. It's a little smaller.
Oh, please. Simple. Jesus Christ, it's so simple.
God.
Damn it. Florida. Oh, you got a comment for us? Okay, here we go. Mike's take on the election. That's sponsorable.
Thank you.
www.egars.com.
Thank you very much.
Listen to us now. One of us farts, the other isn't sponsorable. We say thank you.
Thank you very much. like we've really done something. What's the latest count down there in the recount, Buzz?
It's still the same. The lead by Governor Bush is now 341 points, with 62 of the 67 counties reporting.
Hello, Donna, Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
First time caller, long time listener, guys.
Thank you. Thanks.
I just moved from Waldorf down to Florida, and yes, everybody down here is that stupid.
Well, wait a minute, hold on. You moved from Waldorf, Maryland to Florida?
Yes, and you know how bad that is. I lived in Waldorf and can move down here and see.
She's backing up your point. If this is a Waldorf woman calling people in Florida dumb, I mean, my God.
I want to say that Waldorf is the West Palm Beach of Maryland. Okay?
It is awful down here. That's the way this entire state runs.
All right, gotcha. Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you for the call. Okay, enough with that. I think I've made my point, and everybody's calling in now, and it's, you know, it's not going to end for another week or 10 days still.
Yeah, I think it's going to go on for a good long time, and boy, isn't it exciting.
So we'll just continue. But
I went to bed Tuesday night thinking it was all over.
Please, just take the dumb people off TV.
That's all I ask. The way the vote's going right now. You know, maybe, you know, the people that are protesting won't need to protest.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Because the people that are protesting are all Gore supporters.
You're getting all giddy now.
Well, I'm amazed at the results.
You think your man's going to win?
The recount might actually show him with more votes. It seems to be shrinking
You want to bet?
No, I'm done betting with
okay.
you. I'd like to point out who I'm taking to lunch tomorrow.
Okay, gotcha.
That's over.
We do have Hottie Housewives, and we will Homemakers, and we're going to get our very first gal playing from our refrigerator when we come right back.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in at 2, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face to face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
Hey, what's bad and black with the skin pulled back? Why, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Take a call while we're waiting for the Hottie Homemaker. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is the Hottie Homemaker. I was just calling to say that I got a copy of the Florida ballot and had my 3-year-old fill it out. And the little bastard voted for Nader.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hi, I was on my way home from work and I was listening to your show, and I just wanted to let you know my son is at the rally down there now. He lives in West Palm.
Your son's at the dumb person rally?
Well, yes, but he's a brilliant kid. He goes to college down there, and he lives on Clematis Street in Palm Beach. And he just wanted to see what it was all about, and he called me from there, and I was going to give you his cell phone number.
Oh, wow.
And
oh.
I thought you could try to reach him.
Oh, I'd love to if you hold on. Let me take you off the air for a second, and Rob can get your son's number.
Cool. Okay.
And thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Is he one of the ummy days who didn't fill it out right?
No. Believe me, he filled his out right.
Good for him. Well, what's he doing down there with the dummies then?
He lives down there. He plays soccer, goes to school down there. He went to Langley High School, grew up in Great Falls, and moved down there, and he loves it. It's beautiful there. I go down and visit him. I stay at the Breakers, as you were just talking about.
Oh, that's a nice place.
You must be rich or loaded.
No.
No, you just like a good hotel, huh?
Yes, beautiful.
All right, well, you're very nice. Thank you. Hold on a second, please.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Yeah. Mm. She's hot. Nice, hot, middle-aged lady.
She sounded hot.
Going down to the Breakers.
She sounded very hot. Yeah.
Down, get her foot massage, like in that commercial. Johnny, between the toes.
Johnny!
All right, listen, let's bring in our very first homemaker, Hottie.
All right, fantastic.
Then we'll call that lady's son from Dumbass, Florida.
These ladies will be competing for a beautiful secondhand refrigerator.
And damn, she is hot. Now, as you know,
my God,
I am giving away a real nice GE double-door refrigerator.
Well, I think you got to just bring it in here right now. I think the contest is over already, and we have our first contestant.
Wow. Frankly, Frida wanted a refrigerator like they have on Will and Grace, because that's the type of woman she is. So this great refrigerator is sitting in our garage. It's no stains, works great, ice maker, cubed, crushed. How you doing?
I'm great.
Cubed and crushed and chilled water. And you're hot.
Are you, when you say homemaker, are you a homemaker or a housewife? Or both?
Both.
Both. Uh-huh. So there is a Mr. Beautiful Lady?
There is.
All right.
Are you a mommy?
I am a mom.
And can I ask your first name?
Louise.
Where are you from? Just the D.C. area?
The area.
Okay, well, Louise, why don't you take off that heavy overcoat that you're wearing.
Fantastic.
Because I know that we wanted to see an erotic show today.
Yes, we did, absolutely.
Now, erotic or sexiest?
Sexiest.
Yes.
Erotic, sexy. Any word, any adjectives you care. Oh,
either will do.
Oh, my.
And she is wearing just an apron.
Oh, my.
She's wearing just an apron. I, for one, though.
I am speechless.
I would have to. Oh, she just turned around.
And she's got the all-over tan. Do you have an all-over tan?
Well.
Really?
Would there be any chance you could take the apron off?
It's 2 minutes already, and you want the apron off.
Well, you can't blame us. You can't. Now, how would you describe the outfit? It's kind of a variation on the French maid's costume, right?
It's what I cook in at home.
Do you really cook in that at home?
Well, a little less.
Oh, my God.
Guys, she's hot. She's blonde.
Wow. Can we sign her up for strip trivia, too?
Buzz, who's the celeb you think she most resembles?
If she could turn around one more time, that wouldn't hurt. Are you the one who mentioned Heather Locklear? Because I think she does look a little like Heather Locklear.
She looks like Heather Locklear. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And she's wearing a white lace thong and a plaid sort of see-through apron.
My goodness. Well,
I mean, when we...
It was see-through.
When we decided to do this...
Well, it's not that see-through.
This contest, I didn't expect that the very first contestant would look like this.
Well, don't forget the slogan. Show us your areolas.
Right.
And you'll be able to ice your colas.
That's right. And there was another one. There was another one that you had, too. I forgot what that one was. I'm having a little difficulty speaking. Right.
Show us your teats.
Right.
And we'll refrigerate your meat.
That's it. That's exactly right. So why do you want this refrigerator so badly?
My refrigerator's 13 years old.
Well, this is a nice one we have.
It's coming from you two.
It's coming. Oh, that's great.
What better gift?
So you're a regular listener of the program?
Every day.
Appreciate that. How long have you been married?
10 years.
Oh, really? Is it going well?
Going well.
Okay. Just checking.
Oh, yeah. That was another good one. Thanks, Rob. Spread your knees and we'll cool your cheese. We had about a million of them yesterday.
Yes, that Rob Spiewak. Way to think, Rob.
There you go.
Way to keep thinking.
That's Robbie. Spread your knees and we'll cool your cheese.
Now, before you do your performance here, do you need any assistance? Do you need any kind of music? Do you need Buzz Burbank? What do you need? Is there anything that we can do to assist you? Because this is your shot right now. This is your chance.
Can I sit me down for just a sexiest homemaker.
Okay, oh, you mean really?
Sexiest
okay.
homemaker. That's
well,
fine.
That's fine, too.
You certainly don't have to perform.
You don't have to dance
or,
take
the apron off, and that
yes,
would be okay.
Yes, take the apron off. That would be fantastic.
Yes, if you take the apron off, I would
that
say
would
that
be performance
the, that would be performance.
That would be the
sure.
performance.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can take the apron
off. Oh, and
oh, she can take the apron off.
Too. Oh, fantastic.
She's untying the apron right now.
Oh, my.
Wow. Jesus. H. Wow. Christ.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Wow.
And a little tattoo. What's the tattoo of?
Ah, a little tattoo.
God, there we go.
Nice.
Hot. Man, oh man.
H-O-T.
Wow.
Right, the first contestant, right?
Another round of applause.
Oh, what size are those?
34.
34? 34C?
C.
C, 34C.
They're very nice.
Thank you.
I think you'll enjoy my refrigerator.
Have I earned your refrigerator?
How about what?
Have I earned your refrigerator?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I would say so.
I think you have.
I mean, as a technicality, do we have to keep the competition open? I mean, these contests, like all of our contests, are totally subjective.
Well, I'm telling you.
There's nobody that's going to beat her.
I don't think so.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't think so.
No.
Jesus Christ.
We're obligated to look.
She's hot.
Absolutely.
But Buzz, she's so hot.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, really.
I think ultimately she probably will win, but as I said, we're obligated to look at the other contestants.
How old is your child?
5 and 7.
You see, you've squeezed out 2 babies?
2.
That's amazing.
Another round of applause. 2 babies. Boy, go ahead. This girl is beautiful.
And the pierced navel, too, which never hurts.
Sure.
How old are you?
33.
Another round of applause.
33. Listen. F the other ones. They got here late.
Hope you enjoy your refrigerator.
You get my refrigerator.
Great right. job.
Now, just stand there for a second. Don't put your clothes back on. Let me call my wife, who can tell you a little bit more about this refrigerator.
Wonderful.
All the details. And also, this is a good chance just to keep you standing there like that.
Mm-hmm. You're obviously very comfortable with your own nudity,
hey.
Right?
Hola, buddy.
Hey.
Hey, Marty, want to say hi to a woman who's topless?
Hi.
Huh?
That would be a yes.
Yeah. Hey, is Mom home?
Yeah.
All right, will you grab her, please?
Hello?
Hi, sweetie.
Hey, Bart got his report card today.
Okay, need to talk to you about that in a second.
Oh, all right, what's up?
Because I've selected the woman who's going to get our refrigerator.
Mm. Yes, is it my mother?
No, it's not your mother. It's not your mother. Say hi to Frida.
Hi, Frida.
Hi.
And your name is?
Louise.
Louise, that's Louise, honey.
Oh, hi, Louise.
And listen to her story that she's had the same refrigerator how long?
13 years.
13 years. She has 2 kids, 7 and 10.
But did you tell Louise that this refrigerator is like 12 years old?
I'm telling you, this is a kick-ass refrigerator.
Yeah, but it's hardly younger.
Is it really 12 years old?
Well,
no.
It's as old as our house is.
And our house is 11 years old.
All right, 11 years old.
11, but it's a nice refrigerator.
Frankly, I don't think it came with the house.
It did. What are you saying?
Frankly, no. I don't think so.
Yes, it did.
Listen, I tell you what, Louise, you get this refrigerator, and you call up. I guarantee you're going to love it. I wouldn't give you a piece of crap refrigerator.
I'm sure I'll love it.
If she doesn't like it, can she return it?
To my mother?
Yeah, she can return it to Frida's mom, right.
Absolutely.
No, listen, I'm telling you, this refrigerator, until Frida got on this kick where she had to have the Will and Grace refrigerator, this refrigerator is beautiful, was the centerpiece of our kitchen. Absolutely.
Really? No, to be honest, it's a fine refrigerator. Really, it wasn't problematic. It gave us years of service. It was just time for a new one.
Yes. Would you like to tell Louise the some of the fine features on the refrigerator?
It's got the ice and cold water thing in the door, which is, that's a nice feature. It's also got this, it's got a check system. I never understood that. Did you understand that, Boo?
What, honey?
You know, that check system thing on the door, that it would be like if the power went out.
No, it's got like space age buttons on the front of it.
Yeah, right.
It's got an LED readout on the front of it.
And it makes little beeps. It makes little beeps if the door is left open, that's a nice feature. So it's a fine.
It's jet black and it's very clean and you'll love it. And honey, I could not think of a more worthy person to win this prize.
I did not hear what she did.
All she
really
did
didn't do anything, Frida.
She's just standing in front of us.
She's just standing here in the studio.
If my mother were standing the same way that Louise is,
no.
Could she have had the refrigerator?
Not a chance.
No.
Not a chance.
Well, that's not very kind.
Well, your mom doesn't look like Louise, honey.
Well, all right, boo-boo.
Well, Louise, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You may put your apron back on.
Very good.
Enjoy my my refrigerator.
Thank you very much, Louise.
And please, now listen, will we get
Louise, do you happen to need an oven, a dishwasher, or a trash compactor?
No, honey, we're not buying that stuff.
Oh, yes, we are. And you know what? You can see naked women with each new appliance that I get. That's the deal I'll make with you.
Really?
Yeah.
So Louise could come back for the oven, the stove.
Yeah, we'd be happy if Louise just came back, honey.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's fine. And Louise, I'm sure that Laura would like new appliances, too. So, if you know, it might get a little chilly during the winter.
All right. Okay, I'll go along with
You're up for that, too?
Absolutely. Every appliance that we replace, Louise can come back and do this.
You know, Laura and I have both been married long enough that I think we find that an acceptable transaction.
You know, I am sure. With the nature of this program as it is, I'll check it with Laura, too.
Right. I mean, what do we get for strip-tier trivia? We get Zip. So at least this way we get some appliance.
I think that's a fine idea.
Well, congratulations. You are certainly hot. Enjoy my refrigerator. Now go out and give Charlie your information, and I'll actually have Frida call you, and we'll figure out a way to get it out of my house.
No, sugar bear. I'm not figuring anything out. I'm not even wiping it out. That is
all
responsibility now.
I'll wipe it.
Yeah, well,
I'll wipe it.
You
if you want to meet with Louise,
the whole thing.
Okay, if I must meet with Louise, I'll meet with Louise.
You can instruct her in the refrigerator, you know.
Thank you.
It's all on you now.
No problem.
All right, good.
No problem, honey.
You lucky dog.
Teacher mom. Yeah. I'll show her how the CRISPR works.
Mike is a heavy refrigerator. I'm sure he'll need a pal.
I'll be there, Frida.
Yeah, all right, very good.
I'll be there, absolutely.
You're a friend in need.
We'll take it over. I've got a pickup truck. We'll take it over to Louise's house.
And listen, the other girls that are on their way down here right now.
Right.
Sorry, I can't imagine that we're going to get a girl. I mean, when Buzz said Heather.
Mother of two, also.
Buzz said Heather Locklear.
Yes.
And, you know, that's dead on.
In fact, this woman is prettier than Heather
Locklear,
I think.
She is indeed prettier than Heather Locklear. Yes, she is.
I mean, you might find that amazing, but it's absolutely true.
Yeah, I believe it.
And Frida, you should have seen her boobs.
I was...
You know what, I think that I'm pretty sure they were fake.
I'm not sure.
Oh, no.
No, I think they might have been real.
Definitely not. Not fake.
Real. No, I bet they were fake.
I wouldn't say definitely.
The other day in carpool, Sugar Bear, I didn't tell you this, but the boy, Bart's friend that was riding with us said, don't you mind it when your husband hits on other women?
Oh, what women do I hit on?
Well, you were talking to the woman from the sports reporter last week when he was...
Oh, Bonnie Bernstein.
And saying how hot she was.
Well, she was.
Now, I had to level with this boy. I said, if he decides to do anything else than talk, it'll cost him.
I know that. Everybody knows that.
All right, my chick.
I'm all talk, no action. Huh? Hey, would you call Louise back in so we can find out if those are real or fake?
Absolutely.
I mean, either way, they're beauties, but I'm telling you...
Yeah, if they're fake, they're good fake.
My trained eye tells me...
Fake. It's tough because she's kind of petite.
Mm. Hey, Louise?
Well, no offense. Find out the big answer now.
No offense, because they're magnificent.
They're all mine.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There you go. Congratulations,
Louise. I had my apron off long enough. You couldn't notice they were lopsided.
I said I didn't notice lopsided, but I noticed real.
Okay, well, then I apologize, Louise.
Absolutely.
No apology necessary.
Thanks.
All right, my boo-boo. I'm off for my Thermidor oven before the store closes.
All right.
Okay, love you.
Hey, listen, hold on. What about the boy's report card?
Oh, I didn't want to talk about that on the radio.
Oh, all right, hold on then, okay?
But, no. I mean, that makes it sound bad. It was very good, but it's just a dad kind of thing.
Oh, I got you. It's a dad thing.
I'm very happy with him and his report card. He did very well.
Way to go, Bart.
Excellent.
Very good. Excellent.
All right, my sugar.
Any C's?
No.
Good.
No, they're all D's and E's. No. No, he did. You know, he's a bright boy and he works hard. But the nicest thing, his teachers had nice comments that you'll like to read.
Oh, good. Excellent.
All right, boo-boo.
I do love that. Tell him he's not getting a PlayStation, though. Okay?
All right. Well, you negotiate. You know, he might want you to get him a limo for homecoming.
Oh, you know, we're still going through that discussion.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I have not won that battle yet. Who's at the door?
No one. I don't know why they went crazy.
All right. I've not won that battle yet. He's only 15, and he's going to homecoming this weekend. And to hear him tell it, every other kid at his school
is getting a limo.
Is getting a limo, and he's going to be the only kid who has his dad take him.
you know, and how awful and humiliating
yeah, right.
that will be.
How dorky.
To be the only kid to have his dad mm-hmm. take him. But I'm not sold on this whole limo concept at 15 yet myself.
Yeah, 15.
But all right. Bear, you know, if he wants to spend the money, wiser and wise.
I know. He got a job this summer, and it's his own money.
Yeah. I mean, he wants to blow that amount of money.
And I think blow might be the operative word. Last night...
I don't think so.
Last night, I said to him, listen, if Mom and I decide that this is okay, that you can get a limo for you and your friends, I'm going to talk to the driver.
Would all his friends chip in, too?
Yeah, well, from the way he tells it, the other friend's parents would, you know, split it with him. But, you know, that's because they're nicer than we are.
Yeah, we won't pay. If he wants,
right.
he got to pay out of the money he earned himself.
Yeah, right. Valid.
All right, honey, love you.
All right, love you.
Hold on, I want to hear his grades, but not on the radio.
No.
It would appear to be bragging. Love you.
I love you, too.
Love you. Hold on, please.
All right.
Yeah, officially, there's only one C in my house. Everything else is an A and a B. There's only one C in my house.
Very good.
But damn, I love her.
That's good.
Damn, I love her. I really do. Hold on. Time out. Thank you.
You love her because you can get away with that.
Thank you, Louise.
Louise.
We will be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must stay. I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me there's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
So good, it'll give Deuce chill to ye. The Don and Mike Show.
I'm looking at the tabs here. There's all kinds of stuff. I don't know how much is good in the tabloids. You got the Garth Brooks suicide watch.
Well, we've always known he's a little squirrely.
Yeah. You have Julia Roberts falls for Hugh Grant.
Hello.
You have Survivor 2 spy photos.
I thought Julia Roberts was like with that other guy from that show there.
Law and Order or whatever his show is.
Benjamin Bratt. Yeah.
That's right. Then you have Hillary Clinton's gay love letters.
Very good. Now okay. Senator Hillary Clinton.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Let me go through these. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
How are you?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hi, I was calling about the voting in Florida.
Yeah.
Stupid people. Well, I have to say that half of Florida is stupid. Maybe not all. But half from Bradenton, Florida on south is probably stupid.
Oh, so, okay.
The problem is that you don't have any more Floridians down there, and you have all old people.
Okay, thank you. Right on. Well said.
That was a brilliant argument.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how are you?
We're doing great, thank you.
Mike, I've got to agree with you, man. I heard the interview with the lady that's that Democrat that made the ballots up down there. She said she made the print big because there's older folks that have to vote down there. But she said she sent out a sample ballot to every registered voter prior to the election. No excuses.
Well, listen, I don't know. Everybody's got their spin, and people are going to come out on both sides. I stand by my statement that anybody that couldn't figure that ballot out is a Nimrod.
I'd love to know. The guy that called in earlier, if that's true, you know, said that there were 13,000 that they threw out the last time. And if that's kind of the average, you know, you're talking about a few thousand more, but right. It's hard to say.
Maybe they're just real dumb people, as I've been saying, in West Palm Beach, Florida. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. I was wondering if you saw Larry King interviewing Bob Dole and then Larry King calling Bob Dole Al.
Hi, Al.
It was hilarious. It was so hilarious because Bob Dole was livid. He, like, looked at him, like, really crazy, like he was going to break the pen he was holding in his hand.
Bob Dole. I'm Bob Dole. You don't call me Al. You call me Al. It's the most nasty thing you can call me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, buddy.
I hope to not impede the ever-moving forward flow of the greatest show on the planet.
Right. Get to it, please.
Getting to it. your dilemma with your son, maybe one solution is let him get a limo, you ride shotgun. If he doesn't take that, then he can substitute the cost for the limo if he, you know, if he wishes for a Sega.
Okay, listen, I am, please.
I know, I'm not trying to give you advice. I know you hate that.
Please, just Jesus Christ, let me raise my kid. First off, I'm a concerned parent. I'd do anything for my kid.
I think what they do is you ride shotgun, get him an Atari.
But there is no way, there is no way that I am sitting shotgun. Are you doing the pod thing?
Yes.
There's no way I'm sitting shotgun up there with the driver for
8 hours.
For 8 hours on Saturday.
You have to move his briefcase.
There is no way. Number two, I'm not going to make it up to him by buying him some stupid video game system. He can buy that himself if he wants.
Well, I don't mean to make it up to him, but he's certainly able to fend for himself to some extent monetarily. And I just thought that
he's also 15. I mean, I'll make this decision on whether he can rent a limo for the night or not with his friends.
Just a suggestion. Okay. Discounted.
Goodbye.
It takes a village, Don.
Goodbye.
You know what I think you should do?
What?
Follow your heart.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hello?
Unfortunately, I don't think I'll be able to go because I think Saturday night I'm moving that refrigerator for Louise.
You do what you have to do.
It might be a long job on Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Need help?
Hey, hello, Saturday Don and Mike's show.
Hi.
Hello.
Don?
Maybe all right.
Maybe they're right.
Hi, what can we do for you?
Yes, I used to be a canine officer. Was West Palm Beach County.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, those people, everybody thinks West Palm Beach is a rich, smart county. It's Palm Beach County that's smart. You won't believe how many times my dog was able to bite these dumb buttheads when I'd warn them. This is going to happen, and they'd do it. These weren't the old people. These were their kids.
All right. Everybody seems agreed that the people in West Palm Beach are stupid. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Thanks, Major Hochstetter.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
I told him, that dog is going to bite your ass if you look at me. Okay, you go ahead.
Go ahead,
Burkhardter. You go sick him. Go ahead, Fuhrer.
Go ahead,
Adolf. You're a sick.
That's a good boy, Adolf. That's my dog, Adolf Hitler.
Yeah. These people are so dumb, I'd let my dog bite them.
Listen, I tell you, they are dumb, though. That ballad is easy to figure out. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Don. I just wanted to let you know I grew up down in Palm Beach County, and first of all, the last guy you were talking to is a moron because there's no such thing as West Palm Beach County. It's Palm Beach County, Florida.
Right.
It's one county.
Okay.
And actually, you know, my mother is a 52-year-old college-educated professional living down there, and she said that she had a hard time reading it just because I guess if you have any sort of eyesight problems, it's just that it was hard to read.
Ma'am,
in general.
Listen, I know you love your mom, and I'm sorry to tell you this, but your mom's a dumb bitch.
That's uncalled for.
Come on, don't take it seriously.
That's the thing. I know you mean well, but truthfully, there are a lot of highly educated people there, and there are a ton of elderly people in Palm Beach County, and I really think that the woman that okayed the ballot is questionable as to whether or not she's truly a Democrat.
Let me make it up to you. Your mom is an old dumb bitch.
Stop it.
Oh, come on. I'm goofing you. Come on.
What's wrong with this?
Come on. I'm goofing you.
Country and all.
I know.
Just goofing.
All right. Well, I am a loyal listener, and I just wanted to let you know that, you know, the man before you, was the last caller, was a little strange, and that there are all kinds in every county.
Thank you. See you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
He was much nicer than the officer.
Yes. Say hi to the ODB for me. You know, Rob, try the kid who's supposed to be at the dumb person's rally.
Right.
Remember we had the mom call and said that her son lived in West Palm Beach and he was going to the rally today for the dumb people who couldn't figure out how to fill out this very simple ballot. So we're going to call now and see if the kid's at the rally.
Mm-hmm. We're calling West Palm, or as Officer Goering said, West Palm Beach County.
You know, and if he's actually there at the rally with the bullhorns and everything, it'll be interesting.
Well, we have some tape of the rally, don't we? We have some tape of the protest?
The protesters? I think we do.
Yeah, we do, except the guy who finds that tape is on the telephone right now for him.
My mistake.
And we were given your phone number by your mom, Sandra. Are you still at the rally for the election?
1,000.
Oh, so you're back at the office now.
Oh. Okay, tell him never mind.
Well,
never mind.
I wanted to hear the sounds of the rally. How was it?
This is the worst. We're trying to listen to Rob do an interview with somebody.
Rob's very polite, and he lets everyone finish their sentences. Not like you and me when we're on a conversation.
Thank you, and best wishes.
4 words into it, we finish the sentence and move on to another subject.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Yes, hi.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I want to talk about politics. Isn't that refreshing?
Hold on. Here we have a live feed now to the protesters down at West Palm Beach.
West Philly tastes great. We're here. We're clear. We're not going skiing. We will rock you. We want a pitcher, not a belly itcher. Not enough for a man. Maybe for a woman.
That falls under the heading of nice effort. Glad we made the effort.
What can we do for you?
Oh, I need some advice.
Yes.
I am too wide and too long and for my wife to perform effective oral sex of me. Should I be offended or proud?
Where are you calling from?
Green Bay.
Green Bay. Is your wife there?
Negative.
All right, then.
Your penis is too large?
Yeah.
Maybe your wife's mouth is too small.
No, it's a gag reflex dilemma.
How long are you?
I don't count anything under a half an inch because I, believe that would be,
Come on, give us the figure.
Give us the figure if you're going to call and brag about how big you are.
All right, less than 8, more than 7.5.
That's not big.
That's
okay,
average.
But
that's average.
6 inches around. Like
what would
a six-inch
hold on.
Strength.
What would six inches around be?
That's like a big goddamn salami. Now listen, your penis is not 6 inches around.
If you took a six-inch piece of string, wrapped it around, that's
how wide. Is that what six inches around?
Let me see it, Robbie. Hold on. Do it.
That's not that big.
There's 6 inches around.
All right. Yeah, that's not that big.
Well, hold on.
Average is 4.5.
No, average is 6. 6 to 6.5.
No, this is around.
This is where I'm not going to argue with Buzz, because I know with these facts with Buzz, now we're in Buzz's wheelhouse.
That's right.
Average is 4.5 inches around.
No, it isn't.
No, sir, it's your wife. She doesn't want to do that for you. You have an average to small size penis.
Maybe your wife has a smaller than normal mouth.
Or a smaller than normal tolerance. For you.
You think so?
Well?
Well, the girl who was screening the call said that was kind of impressive.
Well, listen, the girl who was screening the calls doesn't like doing that either.
The girl who was screening the calls probably would find a mushroom cap impressive.
Ah. So what does Buzz say the average width around is? That's the average distance around.
I think the average in circumference is 5 inches. I think. Now, that
so
may
you're
be
below
high.
Average.
According to Cosmo.
No, it's above average in circumference.
Right.
Okay.
He says he's 6 inches around.
Oh, I didn't know. I thought it was 4. Okay, 6. Oh, right. So he's 6 like this width-wise.
Yeah, you betcha.
Let me show you this ballot.
The hell out of her. Should I be proud of that, or should I just be, or should I be pissed?
Okay. I'd much rather be stupid on some guy's penis size than the presidential election, okay? Okay? I guess we found out what I know about and what you know about today. Okay, I'll give it to you. Penis expert. All right, whatever. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Please.
You know he had a small wiener.
Of course he did. He had an average wiener. His wife wouldn't go near it. That was his problem.
Listen, here's something funny in the tabloids. Rosie O'Donnell. Now, this is a great story about Rosie O'Donnell.
Hi, Rosie.
Now, I think this is spin on Rosie's part. There have been stories about people who live in her building in Manhattan.
Okay.
That they're hearing her kids scream all night long.
Wow. Oh, no.
Okay? And...
Oh, no.
I've heard her come on TV with this argument.
Remember that promo she had for her show?
Yeah. There was a promo that ran over the summer where it was Rosie in her sloppy off-the-TV show clothes.
Right, right.
Where she was walking around an amusement park or something with her kids.
And it's just the audio of it. Like, quiet! Shut up!
Or just yelling at her kids. And then it said, Rosie can't wait to come back to work.
Right.
Something like that.
Right.
So here's the story. Desperate Rosie O'Donnell is at the breaking point because her tormented foster child, Mia, screams through the night, and there's nothing Rosie can do to calm her down.
Oh, God.
She screams, and it sounds like I'm hurting her, Rosie told viewers, adding that for 2 weeks... The child has awakened screaming up to 5 times a night.
Night terrors. She's got Rosie for a mom.
But she already has been hurt, and I'm sure she's remembering that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so she was hurt in the other family?
Yeah, the former family, I would guess.
Is that what she's saying?
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I honestly don't know what to do anymore. In June, big-hearted Rosie began caring for the girl, 3 years old, from a Miami center for abused and neglected kids.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, Mia has reason to be afraid, but it's been sleepless nights for Rosie and her three adopted children, Parker, Chelsea, and Blake, ever since Mia moved into the house. Mia's screams are so loud that concerned neighbors have called the police.
Wow.
Now, the Queen of Nice, and I hate it when they call her the Queen of Nice.
Oh, really? Because she's not.
No. She's not nice. The Queen of Nice is at her wit's end because she's tried everything from tough love to reassurance. She's afraid of monkeys, so we made a monkey spray, Rosie reveals. Mm-hmm. The child's shrink told me to close the door and let her scream. I did that, and she screamed for 1 hour and 10 minutes.
Wow.
It's upsetting in the morning when I say to her, Mia, what happened last night, honey? And she says, I scream.
Mm-hmm.
I tell her, you're very safe. She says she's not going to do it again. Then the next night, she screams. And then here's the focus of the story. I'm up the whole night thinking I'm a bad parent.
Me.
Right, let me see. Then they have all kinds of psychiatrists that are writing their thoughts. The kid's been traumatized and needs help. Closing the bedroom door and letting her child scream for 5 hours is heartless and shows no maternal feeling. She's ignoring the problem and it will not go away. Rosie needs to sit down and talk with the child about what she's afraid of. Here you go. Globe gossip columnist Charlene Tilton, okay, who used to be...
Is that really the Dallas lady?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
The girl who was, what was her name? Lucy Ewing, was it?
Right, uh-huh.
Juicy Lucy Ewing?
Little Lucy.
Charlene Tilton praises Rosie. Hang in there, Charlene advises. Rosie, you're a great humanitarian.
Oh, God.
You know, what, like they can't figure out another way to end the article than to put a quote in from...
Hang in there, Rosie.
Charlene Tilton.
Charlene Tilton, who is now a gossip columnist, is probably, what, about 800 pounds now?
Let me see. Okay, here's Hillary's gay love letters. Bill Clinton nearly blew a gasket when outrageous love notes sent to his wife Hillary by her lesbian gal pals...
Oh, God.
...via computer email suddenly surfaced. Bill's face turned beet red when he read them. It looked like his head would explode. He shook his head and said, for God's sake, these are effing love letters from lesbians.
What effing person is sending this to my Hillary? She's my senator.
When he confronted Hillary, she just walked off and refused to discuss it further. A file concerning the emails has turned up, and among them are the shocking love notes from Hillary's lesbian friends.
Yay!
Some of them are clearly from women who have met Hillary, while others are just fans who want to meet her. One wrote, she felt a tingle in my vagina when you held my hand.
What is this crap?
I knew instantly what you were thinking. Will you agree to see me again?
Oh, God.
A woman called Ingrid sent an email to Hillary in which she praised Hillary's hair and said she looked cute and sexy no matter how she wore it.
You know what's funny is they're basing this story around emails that were sent. So you probably got somebody in the Inquirer office that's sending these emails and then writing a story about it.
Another note came from a female fan named Barbara who met Hillary. She said, I caught your eye and knew that we could be soulmates and lovers.
Wow.
Another source who has seen the messages tells the Globe that one writer thanks Hillary for an expensive gift of underwear, calling the scanties my lucky lingerie.
This is so funny. Do you understand how they're structuring this so well?
Yeah.
You can sit down there, you can go to your computer, you can write a letter to Hillary thanking you for the underwear you sent me. Uh-huh.
The load of email love notes backs up claims by Clinton enemies.
There you go.
That the 54-year-old First Lady is basically gay.
Right. Backs up claim.
With a refusal to share her bed.
Here's our evidence.
With Bill Clinton.
Oh, that's funny.
One of the president's former mistresses, Sally Miller Perdue, tells the Globe that Clinton knows that Hillary is gay and it excites him. So this is a quote from a girl who says she used to be Clinton's girlfriend.
Right.
Bill told me when he and Hillary first met.
This is funny.
She told him that she had lesbian sex while in college. That really turned Bill on.
Man, you are hot.
And made him unbelievably attracted to her. He's really into that whole woman-on-woman thing.
Hey, what guy is
Yeah, right. Amen. Many people in Arkansas couldn't understand why a handsome guy like Clinton picked an ugly girl like Hillary, says Perdue.
Because he's into the two-girl shows.
The real reason was because Hillary told him that she was into lesbianism.
Will you marry me?
Let me see. And in the October issue of the gay magazine The Advocate, Hillary talked about how thrilled she was to see so many old friends when she attended the recent gay pride parade in New York.
Well, yeah, and of course, that's a cinch that she's gay.
Right.
It up.
She wasn't there trying to get votes.
No.
I loved being there, she told The Advocate. It made me feel so good. Now sources say Hillary and the president are walking on eggshells, praying that the gay emails aren't released to the public.
That is so funny.
You had it right. It's just people sending her email.
Yeah, and probably the emails, they could write the story. You could actually write a story like that by sending your own email out.
Bingo.
And just then write the story based on it.
Bingo. Okay.
Way to go.
Let me go through the other one real fast. My orgy with OJ. Let me see. Beauty's having a real ball. Drew Carey confesses, I wear fake glasses.
Oh, really?
Drew Carey had laser surgery and has perfect vision, but he still wears glasses.
I'm trying to think when I saw him at the fight last year what he was wearing. I think he was wearing glasses. Probably wears his fake ones when he's going out in public.
It's part of his character. They've been running a promo where he has wire rims on, and he says, wait a minute, let me get into costume. And he takes off the wire rims and puts on the heavy framed glasses.
You have Hollywood's sexiest vegetarians.
Mm.
Oh, you know what? There's all kinds of quizzes in here. Hey, Ron, how come you didn't tell me about the quizzes?
I didn't think they were very good.
You didn't think they were good? Really? Police blotter. Dallas, Famous Hangouts, The Oscars, Kids, Game Shows, Theme Songs, Seinfeld, I Love Lucy, Godfather Quiz, Oprah Winfrey.
Godfather Quiz, Godfather Quiz.
Rosie O'Donnell, Maury Povich. Hey, give us this. Let me and Mike do the Game Show Quiz.
All right.
Then the Seinfeld Quiz. Then the Godfather Quiz. Then the Rosie O'Donnell quiz.
Hi, Rosie.
Give us some quizzes.
Very good.
I love a good quiz.
What we do, buzz in?
Yeah. If you just know it, just say I know it.
Okay.
Okay, go, Robbie. Let's go.
Can you solve these TV game show teasers or so?
Right now.
Who was the most frequent occupant on the center square of Hollywood Square?
I know this.
Paul Lynde.
I thought we were supposed to say I know this. Sorry.
It technically goes to Mike because he buzzed in.
And that's what I was going to say. Would you like
all
a recap?
Right.
Then, all right, do we
I'm
shut out?
Sorry, I didn't understand the rules.
You made the rules. Do we shout out the answers now?
I don't care. Well, whatever. We can either say, I'll give that one to you.
Okay, so we shout out the answers now.
Okay. Right. Shout out. Which game show has a U.S. city named after it?
Jeopardy.
That's wrong.
Wheel of Fortune.
No.
Concentration.
No.
What, Buzz, you know it?
I do. Truth or Consequences, New Mexico.
That's exactly right.
He's right. Okay,
that's good.
Give us another one.
I'd like to point out that's an old game show.
Yes.
What TV prison camp hero became the kissing fool?
Richard Dawson.
Hosts.
Right.
What daytime game show did Jeopardy's Alex Trebek host from?
High Rollers.
Hold on a second.
We said which?
Concentration.
High Rollers. Right. Classic Concentration.
Classic Concentration.
87 to 91. But I think High Rollers preceded that.
Damn.
The looks.
Which game show?
I wish this was TV sometimes.
Which game show used the 50s hit Book of Love as its theme song? And I don't believe this is right.
I don't got it. What is it?
The Newlywed Game.
Da 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 da.
What was a booby prize called on Let's Make a Deal?
A zonk.
That's right.
Very good. That's a good one. I wouldn't have gotten that one.
Which game show always ended with the host and the winners blowing a goodbye kiss to the
dating game?
I think Mike got that. With Wheel of Fortune's Vanna White played herself in which 1994 movie?
No idea.
The Naked Gun 33 and a third, the final insult.
Oh, all right.
On what talent show was $712.05 the top prize?
Gong Show.
Gong Show is right. I think Mike got that. Who hosted the $1.98 beauty contest?
Rip Taylor.
That's right.
Good one.
How much did contestants win if they guessed Groucho Marx's secret word on You Bet
$100.
That's right. Which is the longest running daytime...
I'm sorry.
Price is Right. That's right. I've got the thing.
In daytime television.
Who performed the singing clues on Name That Tune?
Kathy Lee Gifford.
Kathy. And Kathy Lee Johnson, which became Kathy Lee Gifford, yes. Name the last three hosts of Family Feud.
Richard Dawson, Ray Combs, and Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson.
Two-thirds to Mike, one-third to Don. It's currently the top-rated game show in the world.
Wheel of Fortune.
No.
Jeopardy.
No. Think Primetime.
Primetime. Oh, Regis.
Yeah.
Who millionaire, right.
Millionaire. Did you want to do Seinfeld next?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. What did Jerry steal from an old woman on the streets of New York?
Ham.
I mean, a Barbara Ryan.
Bread.
Bread is right. Don got that.
Damn.
What character on the show became known as the face painter?
Putty.
Putty is right. What did the famous episode The Contest deal with?
Masturbation.
That's right. These are all, by the way, all multiple choice, but you're getting them before I get to the choices.
That's how elevated we are. That's how evolved we are.
How stupid we are.
Where do Jerry's parents live?
In Florida, Boca Raton.
That's right, Del Boca Vista, actually. What type of car was Putty trying to sell Jerry?
A Cadillac.
No, it was...
BMW.
No, shut up, hold on. Either a Saab or a Volvo.
I need you to make up your mind.
A Volvo.
Wrong.
A Saab.
Saab is right.
Damn, I tried to steal that one.
What video game did Jerry and George play when they were...
Frogger!
That's right. Where did the entire gang end up after the final show?
Jail.
That's right. At what movie did Jerry get caught making out?
Schindler's List.
That's right. That's funny. What was the name of the attorney who represented all four in the final courtroom?
Johnny Cochran. No. Johnny... I know it's a takeoff on Johnny Cochran.
What is it?
Jackie Childs. I believe, yes. Number 10. Where did Jerry and George get caught urinating?
In Elaine's mouth.
No, that's not right.
Buzzed, you know? No, I don't.
It was the first season, I think. Parking garage.
Oh.
Who buys a suede jacket with a candy strap?
Kramer.
Candy striped liner. No.
Putty.
No. Jerry did, I guess. Who gave Jerry an astronaut pen?
Buzz Aldrin.
No.
What's his name? Neil Armstrong.
No. Kramer. Jack Klompas.
Who?
Jack Klompas. He was a neighbor at Del Boca Vista.
Okay.
All right. What was the name of the book Jerry never returned to the library?
Oh, crap. I know this one. I don't know this one.
Mulva.
No. Tropic of Cancer.
How many are there?
There's three more.
Okay.
What does the phrase nothing that there's, not that there's anything wrong
gay
with...
Gay, bag, homo.
That's right. All three correct. What was the name of Jerry's favorite shirt?
Puffy shirt.
The puffy shirt, yeah.
Hold on. 15... No, Golden Boy was the name of his favorite shirt.
Well, the puffy shirt was the one he wore on the Today Show.
He didn't care for that shirt.
He didn't like that shirt.
Okay. No. What kind of car did Jerry buy his father?
A Cadillac.
Cadillac is right. Actually, I lied. There's four more if you want them.
Okay, rapid fire.
Okay, what kind of car did Jerry buy his father? Who let the B.O. smell in Jerry's car?
The parking garage attendant.
That's right, a valet. Who does Maria the Virgin end up sleeping with?
Kramer.
Nope.
George.
No, JFK Jr. Who has a problem with shrinkage?
George.
That's right. And what did Kramer call his fighting rooster?
Jerry. Jerry Seinfeld.
Little Jerry. King of the cockfight.
I wish we could take the Godfather quiz.
We can.
I like the way you said that.
I'm into it.
We can.
Hold on. Let me see. Tell me what else you got besides the Godfather quiz.
Yeah. Susan Lucci quiz?
No. What else
besides Godfather? Godfather quiz. Sally Jesse Raphael quiz.
No.
Oprah quiz.
You want to take the Oprah quiz?
Yeah, we can do the Oprah quiz.
Oprah quiz.
Okay, hold on. But no, I mean, we're going to do a break. Just tell me what other quizzes there are.
Okay, Sally Jesse, Rosie, and Maury.
And the Rosie and the Maury.
Maury, we should do. All right, let's do the Godfather.
Right.
The Oprah.
And
the Rosie.
And the Maury.
And the Maury quiz.
All right.
Why don't we come right back? Who do you think won that?
I think you edged me out on that.
On the Seinfeld? Yeah, what about on the game shows?
I wasn't keeping track. I think it was fairly even.
All right, close.
All right, Buzz, keep score next time.
I bet you kick my ass at the Godfather, though.
I hope so. If I don't, I'll be very disappointed.
I bet you do. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It wasn't my fault. You stole my car. Where is the trust in this house? When I get confirmed, I'm going to be a man. So how come I can't drive?
Oh, you really want to get into this, huh? Who was that man that we had to pick up at camp last year for bedwetting?
That was the year before last. You could have killed those girls. Now, that would have been interesting. What? What did you just say? Death just shows the ultimate absurdity of life.
What is this? Are you trying to get me to lose my temper because I'm about to put you through that goddamn window?
See? That's what I mean. Life is absurd.
Don't say that. God forgive you.
There is no God.
Hey!
Perpetually battling J.D., the Don and Mike Show.
I'll take you with me everywhere I go.
In our book, we'll tell you why that's funny.
Absolutely.
Listen, on tomorrow's episode, oh my goodness, you don't want to miss this. It'll be action-packed. We're going to tell you how you can enter your family at our Thanksgiving show to win Thanksgiving dinner live on the radio with Mr. 40.
Yeah, 4-0 is going to be hosting our Thanksgiving dinner.
And Shiloh performing a wonderful sex show right in the middle of the table.
Wonderful.
Tell you how to enter that contest tomorrow. Also tomorrow, the entire 30-minute tape of Mike having his election lunch with Tom Gavin.
Absolutely. I have the tape recorder right here, and I will be meeting Tom at high noon tomorrow.
Every moment.
Every moment. The entire 30 minutes will be on tape. I will keep it interesting, though. I do not like the tedious tapes. I'm not a fan of those. I will try. If I feel that the conversation is waning, I might stop down for a second.
That's fine.
But I will keep the conversation rolling.
I know you will.
Welcome him. I will give him a warm welcome. I will buy him whatever he wants to eat, and then I will give him, at that 30-minute mark, a farewell no matter what stage of the game we're at. But I will leave enough cash on the table for him to pay for his
beautiful lunch. And we'll hear the entire lunch between Mike and Tom on tomorrow's show. Plus tomorrow, we're giving away a trip for two to Tampa Bay to go to WWF Survivor. Everybody loves the wrestling. WWF Survivor Series is in demand Sunday, November 19th. Call Comcast or Cox Cable System now to order this pay-per-view event. Tomorrow, giving away a trip to Tampa Bay. Also tomorrow from Fox NFL Sunday, we're fans of this guy. He's very funny, Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel, very funny guy.
And we'll have a brand new low-budget Jeff Bardee for you. All of that being crammed into tomorrow's show.
Very good.
Now, in the tabloid this week, who knew this, that there were these great quizzes?
Yeah, we're really having fun with these.
Rob has gone back upstairs. Mike and I love competing in these quizzes. Mm-hmm. I bet you'd kick my ass at this one, The Godfather.
I hope so. But you know your way around the mafia movies.
All right, the next quiz is The Godfather Quiz.
All right.
We're ready.
So, once again, these are going to be a little tougher, I think. So if you want, we can go to the choices.
Okay, yeah, if we need to.
No, I like it better if we know it, we just say it.
Very good.
If we don't, we don't.
All right, when Vito Corleone dies, who throws the first rose on the coffin? Actually, and there are no multiple choice on this, so I can't give them to you.
Michael. I don't know. Michael Corleone.
That is wrong.
I don't know.
Wedding singer Johnny Fontaine.
Okay.
All right, okay.
That is a tough question.
Number two, who asked for favors of Vito Corleone in the opening scenes of The Godfather? There's two, apparently.
Yeah, and I know it. I don't know the guy's name.
Wait a minute. I know the name. It's the Italian name. It's the guy that commits suicide at the end.
Is it Johnny?
No, I don't want to name Johnny.
It's not Luca Brasi.
Right, that's right.
It's not Luca Brasi. Tell me who it is.
The first favor is Bonacera, the Undertaker, who eventually returned the favor by taking care of Sonny's
body.
The next
is the guy
right.
He's the guy that talks like this. What's the matter, Michael?
And the second favor is Nazarene, the baker.
Oh, then I'm wrong on both counts. I thought it was
this guy.
No, okay. It's not the Sonny we know
okay.
in that movie, is it?
No.
What were the first...
I'm not winning on the Godfather quiz.
Number three, what were the first four words to the Godfather?
4 score and 7 years ago. I don't know.
Too many words.
Well, what are the first four words?
I believe in America. That must be from the book.
No, I don't know.
I don't know. What was Sonny Corleone's wife's first name?
Sandra.
That's right. In preparing for a gang war, one of the top territorial captains in the Corleone family, Clemenza, describes the secret to his gravy. What was it?
meatballs.
Feces.
No, sugar. Sugar makes a good gravy, I suppose.
Jesus, I'm terrible on this.
And he's making it when they're cooking for the army, and he's standing next to Sonny Corleone. He's making it.
He's got the big bowl, and he's stirring
it
up.
And then they come and they say, where's the other guy? And say, you won't be seeing him again.
Right.
It's tomato sauce, but I guess they call it gravy.
They call it gravy.
What were Godfather Vito Corleone's father's and brother's first names?
Antonio.
That's right.
Fredo.
No.
Paulio. Paulo.
Yeah, that's good. P-A-O-L-O. Paulo, I guess.
I am impressed.
Excellent.
Thank you.
But that's like two out of how
many. No, but it doesn't matter. I'm not getting
any. These are hard. In Godfather 2, Frankie
Pentangeli.
Pentangeli takes over Clemenza's territory. What was his brother's first name?
The brother who comes from the old country.
Right.
No idea.
Oh. I don't know.
Vincent.
Vincenzo.
He gets it.
That's credit. Okay.
Vincent, okay.
Who was Consigliere before Tom Hagen?
That was Robert Duvall's character. Consigliere.
Right, but we need to guess the character name.
Consigliere.
What's the consigliere?
Jelly. No, I'm sorry, I'm doing analyze this.
No.
Jelly, never correct me in public. I am Mr. Vitti's consolari.
Who was it?
Genko.
Yeah.
Genko.
They don't know that.
G-E-N-C-O. Totally obscure.
All right, number 9. Where was Vito Corleone's first job in America?
At the olive oil store.
Maybe.
On the dock.
No, it's not on a dock. It's Abbondanza's grocery store.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's...
I'm wrong. No.
Michael Corleone married two women. What were their first names?
Kay.
That's right.
And,
She enjoyed a top 40...
The Italian girl.
It was Kay and Eve, right? Kay Ballard and Eve Martin.
Apollonia.
That's right. And you remember, of course...
Very good.
Finally got one.
Very good.
A top 40 hit in the 80s. What was the first name of the father of Michael Corleone's first wife in Sicily?
That's the guy he goes to ask permission to.
Yeah. No friggin' idea.
Vitelli.
All right.
Who is the only character actor who appeared in The Godfather and is currently in the TV show The Sopranos?
Junior Soprano.
That's right. Dominic Chianese, he played
good.
Ben Ross right
hand. Yeah, I should have had that right.
He had
dark hair.
Yeah, and then Johnny Rollo or Johnny...
Johnny Ola.
Johnny Ola.
I should have had that.
Corrado.
Christ, I should have had that. I knew that one.
Junior. Where was Michael picked up for meeting at the restaurant? Where was Michael picked up for the meeting
Jack
at the restaurant?
Jack Dempsey's bar.
That's right.
Excellent.
How old was Hyman Roth at his birthday party, and what
80.
Was pictured on the cake?
80 and a map of Cuba.
Partial credit.
All right.
The age was wrong. You can split this one.
85.
67, but Cuba was right.
Enjoy your cake.
Yeah, right.
The Godfather was diagnosed with one disease throughout the entire movie. What was it, and when did it first occur, and how was he treated?
Is that polio?
No.
Heart disease?
No. Smallpox, 1901, and he was quarantined for 3 months.
Oh, that's right. Somebody say The Godfather, and you immediately think Marlon Brando, but when he comes to Ellis Island,
right. He
has smallpox.
Okay.
Number 17 of 20. Who were the two bodyguards in Sicily?
Oh, Jesus, I have no idea.
I don't know.
Kahlo and Fabrizio. Number 18. Michael and Kay were eating appetizers at the wedding. What was Kay having?
I have no idea.
Tough. Lasagna. No. Lasagna. 19. What was the name of the Godfather theme music?
It's some Italian
name.
Is it
A Night to Something?
It's Speak Softly Love.
Right,
and
absolutely
I think it was
wrong.
By Marty Symes. Who killed Fredo and when? This is the final question.
It's not Michael, is it?
No, it's not.
Chi-Chi.
No.
Who is it?
Michael Corleone's bodyguard, Al Neri, when they were 50.
Right.
All right, Buzz, are you keeping track?
Yes. I got one more. I'll do my own. What's he doing? What's he doing before he gets shot out on the water when he gets Fredo gets shot? He's doing something right before he gets shot.
I don't know what.
Saying a Hail Mary. Because he says a Hail Mary to catch the fish.
What's the score?
4-3. Don over Mike. 4-3.
Congratulations. I am amazed.
Huge upset.
I am freaking amazed. What's the next one?
This is going to be fun. This is the Oprah Winfrey quiz.
Okay. This is what I predict to get none right.
Here we go.
A
Okay, number one, there are 15 in this quiz.
Now, is this obscure Oprah trivia?
I did not read ahead in content. I think it's fairly open.
I like you're so serious, Rob.
I did not read ahead in content, Mike.
What, you want me to lie?
There we go. Number one, true or false? She named her company Harpo Productions after comedian Harpo Marx.
Wrong, false. It's Oprah backwards.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Number two, what beauty contest title did she win when she was in college in Nashville?
Miss Junior College.
That is incorrect. Mike.
Miss Tennessee.
Partial credit. Miss Black Tennessee. Number three.
So I get credit for that. I should get full credit for that one.
Yeah, I give him credit for that.
Because it was a guess.
What 1985 movie did she star in and garner?
Color Purple.
Color Purple.
That is correct. Mike, I think.
Who was first?
What was the Oprah Winfrey Show called before it became the international hit it is today?
Oprah.
No.
Badass. I don't know, what was it?
Also incorrect. AM Chicago.
Okay.
Number five. Oprah was furious when TV Guide published a cover composite photo of her head on the body of what famous celebrity?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? She was on a purple dress.
I don't remember. Who is it?
Mike?
Yes?
Nell Carter?
I'd be furious, too. And Margaret.
Oh, okay.
Number six. Who does Oprah credit with launching her acting career?
Steven Spielberg.
That is incorrect.
Whoopi Goldberg.
No, Q. Quincy Jones. The answer there. Number seven, true or false, the subject Oprah is now available as a four-credit college course.
Yes, true.
That is true. It's a four-year course called Reading Oprah at the University of Alberta in Canada. Number eight.
Hey, Canada, eh?
Hey. Oprah thought her career was over when... Oh, I guess I do have to read the choices.
She got hemorrhoids.
No. A, she shaved her head. B, she lost her voice after a bout with laryngitis. C, was booed off stage. D, developed stage fright.
Booed off stage.
Stage fright.
No, shaved her head after a disastrous perm caused chunks of her hair to fall out. That would have been excellent.
Poor good. Oprah. That's
all
terrific.
Right, next? Number nine, Oprah's weight peaked at 1992 when she tipped the scales at...
225 pounds.
If you get closer than that, Don, you can have it.
I'd say what'd you say?
225.
I'm going to say 226.
237.
Way to go.
Advantage Geronimo.
Strategic move.
That's the Price is Right.
Played
that's
that right. Very well. Yes, you were without going over.
What daily ritual does Oprah credit with her success and positive attitude?
A nice BM.
BM.
Great mind.
Yoga.
It says all four. So
meditation.
Running.
I have to read you all of them.
It's running.
Cat naps, meditation, early to bed, early to rise, and reading the Bible.
Meditation.
Reading the Bible.
That's all four is the answer.
Oh,
I don't get that.
Oh, come on. That sucks.
Jesus.
Well, I didn't write it.
You know, I'm tired of the Oprah quiz.
All
move
right,
to another one.
Then it's time for my magic ace in the hole.
You guys tied.
The Maury Povich quiz.
Okay, this will be the tiebreaker now.
All right, very good.
This will be fun. We all love Maury.
Here we do love Maury. Who doesn't love Maury?
Number one, now, this is going to be fun because there's only five questions. So remember,
okay, real pressure.
Are we going to take the Rosie quiz, too? Hi, Rosie.
We can, if okay. You like. Number one, who admitted to Maury on camera that she smoked marijuana?
Hillary Clinton.
Connie Chung.
Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Oh, right. Thank you, Dominic. Zsa Zsa Gabor.
I'd like to be with Zsa Zsa High.
Maury and his wife, TV anchor Connie Chung, adopted a child. What's the kid's name?
Oh.
Sun Yi.
No, I'm sorry. Both incorrect. Matthew J.
Matthew J.
J-A-Y.
Matthew J.
All right. Number three. As a kid, Maury was a bat boy for which baseball team?
Washington Senators.
That's true. Number three, the Washington Senators. Okay, number four. Maury is the famous son of a famous father. Shirley Povich.
Jeez, darn it.
Okay, and number five.
Who's first?
How long did he...
Dom was.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know what you were doing. How long did he have to date wife Connie Chung before she would finally agree to marry
him? 9 years.
5 years.
8 years, advantage O'Mara.
That's right, it's not Price.
Hold on, he went over.
No, yeah, but it's not Price is Right, it's
not Price
closer.
Is Right, it's actually I was closest.
All right. Going with Card Shark's rules.
All right, I'll give it to
the Price is Right.
All right, what was the score there, Buzz?
2-1, Don's favor. Donnie, you're wiping my butt.
How about that, wiping your butt with Maury Povich?
There you go.
I'd like to see that picture. You want to take the Rosie quiz?
Hi, Rosie. How many Rosies are there?
There's only 8 questions for Rosie.
Okay.
Hi, Rosie.
Real fast, let's finish this up.
There we go.
I was going to say you're wiping the floor with me, and I don't know why I ended up saying you're wiping my butt. Because that would not be a euphemism used to describe somebody...
The fantasy. Freudian slip.
That's exactly what it is.
It will be now. Bartlett's on the phone. They want you for the book. Number one. Rosie played an agent in what film?
Stakeout. Excuse me, I had to cough, but I had the answer. Stakeout.
Not the answer we're looking for.
Another stakeout.
Not
Exit to Eden.
No, no.
Jesus Christ, I've given a whole freaking film biography.
There's one you've missed. Harriet the Spy, or so.
Oh, please.
Is this all going to be about her movies? No.
Okay.
Rosie briefly starred in a sitcom with a famous child actress who that was... I'm sorry. Rosie briefly starred in a sitcom with a famous child actress who was then grown up.
This sucks.
They played sisters. Name the actress.
Forget this. This is
famous child star?
Yes. I don't want to play the Rosie quiz. This one's boring.
They all suck.
All right. The answer there was Melissa Gilbert.
All right. Well, that one sucked. I liked the Godfather quiz was good, but it was too hard. The game show quiz was good. The Seinfeld quiz I thought was excellent.
Yeah, I thought the game show and Seinfeld were the two best.
You don't want Susan Lucci?
Yeah, let's take the Susan Lucci quiz.
Okay. All right. Number one, 10 questions. What's the name of the daughter Erica bore after being raped?
Okay. Forget it. Yeah. We will be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Basement of the Science Building. Great.
They love to screw until they're tired and sore. Don and Mike.
Just like Wendell Hall.
Sure.
This is going to have to be a tight break here, because we're running so incredibly friggin' late today. I blame it on the dummies in West Palm Beach, Florida.
You have been consistent.
God, they're stupid. They're stupid asses. Hello, Don and Mike Show. They really are. That's the easiest ballot in the world to figure out. Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike.
How you doing, Don and Mike? My name's Anthony. I'm calling from New York. I'm a big fan. Love you guys' show.
Hold on. Anthony, hold on. Did you have some kind of rebuttal?
Well, yeah, but the rebuttal wouldn't have worked after Anthony began to scream into the telephone.
Right, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say it's an easy ballot if you're a genius.
Please.
Thank you.
Okay, what can we do for you, Anthony?
Yeah, I got the phone number, the home phone number of Met reliever John Franco.
Really? Is it his real number?
Yes, yeah, real number. I'll tell you this much. My real name's not Anthony, but I worked right next to where he goes buying jewelry in Staten Island. I'm familiar with the neighborhood and everything, and I'm friends with the owner. Now, I got the phone number by the owner by accident. I kind of looked at it, and I saw the number there, and he showed me the
watch. Wait a minute. Hold on. Hey, Anthony.
Yes.
You're kind of talking in circles. So you got the number from the owner, but you didn't...
I got it from the owner, yeah.
You mean you stole the number from him.
That's how we get all of our...
I didn't steal the number. I got the number from him.
No, you didn't. If you were looking at it and he didn't want you to have the number, you stole it from him.
Who cares? It's how we get some of our best numbers.
Absolutely. I'm just curious.
So hold on a second. And give the number to Lisa.
I'll give the number to Lisa.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Anthony.
And one more thing. I did see him on Monday. He was in the jewelry store on Monday. He was sending autographs to the owner and everything. He ran in and he ran out. We waved at him. You know, he was with his family and everything. We did see him, you know. So I know it's a real number. I know that for a fact.
Thank you, Anthony.
All right, guys.
Thanks for listening every night on ADW.
Yeah. Now, if you got Mariano Rivera, then I'm giving him a high five.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio Gods.
Hi.
I'm from Florida. I need to take the SATs again.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey,
come on now.
Hey.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don. Hello, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, Dennis, you're calling early tonight.
He's calling 2 minutes earlier than he normally does.
Yeah. No, but, Don, I have to agree with you. The ballot is so easily understandable. I don't know why.
Let me just say that the ballot is as easy to understand as your voice is.
Absolutely. Good Republican Dennis Murphy calling in. Dennis, you are a Republican,
hold on,
right?
Mike, though, really, and I mean this. My critique of the stupidity of the people of West Palm Beach has nothing to do with party lines. I swear to you.
Oh, I'm not saying yours. I'm saying Dennis Murphy is a Republican.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And you voted for George Bush. And you would like to see George Bush win. So therefore, that taints your testimony, Mr. Murphy.
I'm telling you, that ballot is so easy.
Yeah, of
I don't
course.
Understand why 19,000 ballots were negated.
Of course you feel
because
that
they're stupid down there. The people of West Palm Beach, Florida, are stupid.
Yeah, because Montgomery County has the same type of ballot, and, you know, if you can't punch your right hole, there's something wrong.
All right. Thank you, Dennis.
Okay. Have a good day.
Hey, Dennis, how did your election coverage go for our station in Iowa?
It went well. I called, you know,
Dennis,
I understand you were at Chuck Robb headquarters, right?
Yeah,
that was a long evening.
After
Robb... That election was like over 15 minutes after the polls closed.
Yeah, he made a speech at 9:15, and at 10 o'clock, he was walking out alone. He was walking alone out the door.
That's the guy who lost the job for governor of Virginia.
Senate.
Yeah, senator. Right, thank you. All right, thank you, Dennis.
Okay, hey, Mike.
Yes, Dennis?
I have a pleasant time with Congress.
Thank you. Thank you very much, right wing.
Okay.
All right, bye, Dennis.
Okay, left wing.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
The only wing he has.
www.dennismurphy.com. I'm sure he'd tell you to go there and buy his shirt.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Radio God.
Hi.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
We're doing great,
hey,
thank you.
I just wanted to say that even though I voted for the Libertarian candidate, I still occasionally like to go home and gore the bush.
You know what? Although that was a stupid joke, that brought up a point that the only presidential candidate we had on the show,
Harry Brown,
was that not Harry Brown?
Right.
And do you know that he got, well, certainly not as many as Nader or Buchanan.
Right.
There were quite a few kooks who voted for Harry Brown, and I like to think that, you know, those might have been our kooks.
Absolutely, when we asked him the sex quiz.
Because it's not like he got a lot of pub around America.
We didn't ask him the sex quiz, we gave him the sex quiz.
As a matter of fact, he's right here on this on the very ballot in Florida that the dum-dums couldn't figure out.
Harry.
It's George Bush, Al Gore, and then Harry Brown.
Harry.
Harry. Harry Brown.
Harry Brown.
Hello, John and Mike Show.
Oh, that's rude.
That was very rude. That's rude and rude.
Hey.
Hey. Watch it.
Watch it, you.
Hello.
Yeah, hello, guys.
Hi, you're on the air.
Still Anthony. I was holding.
Ah. Anthony.
Anthony from New York.
Did we get your number?
Yeah, you got the number. She got the number from you guys.
All right, thanks. Bye, Anthony. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
How about Tom Graham for president?
Oh, well, there was no need to hang up. That could have been an interesting discussion.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I'd like to have known more.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Are you Dan?
Yes, I'm Don, and Mike is here also.
Turn your radio down.
Okay, I am.
What can we do for you, honey?
I want to know if you guys are white or black.
Yes.
Absolutely,
what?
We are.
100%.
We are... What? What was the question again?
White or black?
Yes.
Yes.
See.
What? Yes. Is this white or black?
Yes, we are white or black.
We are indeed. And proud to be so.
Actually, I'm a mixture.
Oh, you are?
Yes, I'm like when you go to Dairy Queen and you get the soft serve, half chocolate, half vanilla.
And I think I should let the cat out of the bag now. I'm Mandarin Chinese.
I like Dan's voice. It's so sexy.
Thank you. Actually, I'm... Robbie, if I'm 1/8 black, what am I?
You're an octoroon, and Mike, being a quarter black, is a quadroon.
Robbie, no.
There we go. I'm an octoroon, and Mike is a quadroon.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Why did you want to know?
I don't know. I was just wondering. I like your show.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Thank you. Where are you from originally, ma'am?
I'm from Ethiopia.
Ethiopia, that's great.
And incidentally, not that it matters, race doesn't matter, but Buzz is mulatto.
It doesn't matter. I was just wondering. I just want to ask, that's all.
Buzz is happily mulatto.
Yes, and proud.
We're all basically racial mixtures on this show. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're a mixture of all the races of the world.
Our mothers had sex with many different men around the time that we were conceived.
That's right, and then had actual litters. We are all parts of litters.
Okay, that's good. I like your show. I just want to say that. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and
bye-bye.
God bless you.
And Rob Spiewak is an albino.
Right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Actually, he's translucent.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You can see his organs.
God bless America.
Cher lady.
Mm-hmm. And I love.
Cher lady.
And beside her.
Cher lady.
And guide her.
Cher lady.
Through the night with the light from above.
Hey, Cher lady.
From the mountains.
A five.
Fairies.
Four.
Ocean.
Three.
The
two.
God bless.
Goodbye.
There you go.
I just like her for her Cher calls. Okay. That's it.
If she's going to totally ignore us.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I won't be ignored.
Won't be ignored, Dad.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Just wanted to say you guys kick some serious arse.
Thank you. Thank you. See you later.
No problem. Thank
you. I've always been a fan of referring to that Barty part as the R's. Yes.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. How are you today?
Hi, how you doing?
Thanks for coming back to Ocean City.
Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Rosie.
Yes, we will be...
cold pork pie.
We will be back in Ocean City starting next Wednesday, so tell everybody our new station is 96 Rock.
Will do. Don, I got to tell you guys, you're not really the radio god.
Oh, well, thank you. That's wonderful.
Don't you want to know why?
Not particularly.
And this is no joke. Seriously.
Right.
I believe that Laura and Frida are the radio gods for allowing us to listen to your escapades.
Thank you.
And Frida, I hope you feel better.
Escapades.
Whatever.
As he pulls the phone out of his pants.
I love your escapades.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hi. Hey, I just wanted to know if the votes have been tabulated for Mark Cutback Davis and Bob Jungle Death Gerard.
Those guys are fags.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, there's a guy that separates his calls perfectly.
Yes, and every once in a while that calls, he calls at perfect time.
Absolutely.
Those are beautiful calls. Thank you.
Comedy is timing.
I swear. Where'd you get that jacket, Don?
I got it from the network. Now listen.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, goodbye. You know, we do have questions for Buzz about the real election. Now, Buzz?
Yes?
You know, an hour and a half ago.
I remember.
They were supposed to have the final results.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have them,
no,
do they?
No, they don't have them. No, of course they don't have them.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
As Buzz.
He made it up.
All right, Buzz, you mulatto. What's your lead story tonight?
Tonight, counting a recount you can count on.
Okay. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
On the Don and Mike Show. Oh, and listen, remind me, when we get back from break, I do want to do a quick wrap about One Life to Live.
Oh, good.
Okay. Because we know that at least RJ from that show listens to our show, and I think he listens to mainly the last part because of his schedule when Buzz is on. So just a couple of comments about One Life to Live.
Good. Excellent.
Thank you when we come back. And that, of course, was all very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is Sports 1140 KHDK.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Squat and take a growler. It's time for Don and Mike.
I'll tell you something, I can't wait till the news. This is brought to you tonight by Best Buy. At Best Buy, you'll find the latest technology to help you have more fun with your time. Turn on the fun at Best Buy. Buzz, I can't believe that there's not a winner yet.
I can't either.
We were just coming up with all kinds of great song titles.
I'll bet.
During the break. You know, Bad Company.
Yeah.
Can't Get Enough of Your Love.
Marshall Tucker Band, Can't You See.
Barry White. Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe.
Great songs. Just, have a little classic rock moment. That's a great.
Nielsen,
Nielsen.
I Can't Live.
Oh, can't live without you.
I Can't Live If Living Is Without You. I Can't Give.
It's a great song.
I Can't Try Anymore.
Yeah. And, of course, the Beatles come by me, love.
I know you wonder what we do during the commercials.
Now we know.
That
we have fun talking about songs with the, with the cant word.
Oh, a Smash Mouth?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I can't get enough of you, baby.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get enough of you, baby. Just doing it with a little British accent.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. That's all.
That's fun. Buddy Holly.
That's right. Oh, and the Supremes?
Mm-hmm.
What was the one
you
I had?
You Can't Hurry Love.
Yeah, You Can't Hurry Love.
Right. You Can't Hurry Love.
No. Oh, you just have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Oh, but, One Life to Live.
Yes, right.
Listen, when we were up in New York a couple of weeks ago during the diaper show, I forget his name, his real name, but the guy who plays RJ.
RJ, I forget, he had an interesting name.
On One Life to Live actually came by to say hello to us, brought us hats and scripts, and was a real nice guy. And
that is our soap opera, too. Yes. That is the show we watch with Asa and Bo and Nora.
We are gay for One Life to Live. We watch it every day in the office right before we come in to do the show.
And Vicky and everybody else.
And
And his name is Tim Stickney.
Tim Stickney.
All I wanted to say about One Life to Live is it's a great soap opera. We love it. Mike and I would love to be invited on.
Big time.
To do a walk-on since they film up in New York.
Right.
My only critique of One Life to Live is there are too many old bags who are being romanced by young guys.
Too much May-December romance on that show. They've got the young guys with the old women. One is enough. When they did it with Vicky the first time, that was plenty. You don't need to do it with Dano.
I about puke when Erica Slezak, who plays Vicky Lord Poon, the other day on the show, she's about 100 years old. She got a big, fat face, a big pig nose, and she's going out with this guy.
A younger guy, like a guy who's like 35, 37.
Yeah, a good-looking guy. They got him with his shirt off all the time because he's wearing.
They're always making out, and it's like, come on.
And the other day, they were giving each other rubdowns with oil, and they showed the beginning of the scene when the guy puts the oil in his hands, and he rubs it back and forth, and he goes, and he starts massaging a part of her body. And I can't tell what the part of the body is.
Only it's white. It's very, very white.
And as it turns out, it's her calf.
Yeah.
And as he makes his way towards her pig feet, he starts massaging her feet.
Uh-huh.
I just want to say to the producers of One Life to Live, I know your target audience. I know it's housefrous who are staying at home, who are eating bonbons, and they're doing the ironing, and they want to think, hey, someday that could be me. But just remember, there are some guys watching that show.
Like down here in Washington, D.C., and we vote for maybe a few more hotties on the show.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Like a little hottie injection would be terrific for that show. I think you've covered the May-December romances, and now that you're doing that, throw in some hotties.
And they got the other one with Linda Dano.
She's going out with the police detective.
Yeah, Linda Dano. Christ, who looks like Skeletor. And we're supposed to believe that this, and the dialogue that they give, like there's this guy, the scene they had the other day was, and this Linda Dano, I swear to God, she's as old as dirt. They're sitting on a couch together, this guy in his late 30s, and she goes, how old do you think I am? And he goes, I don't know, it doesn't matter to me.
It doesn't matter to me.
And she goes, how old are you? And he says,
I'm approaching 40.
And she says, I'm too old for you. And he says,
you're not too old for me to take in my arms and run upstairs and make love with. And then they make out.
And, you know,
they make out too much.
It's gross. It's really just gross. So knock it off.
And put some more hotties on the show.
Yes.
And more Asa.
Yes, we love Asa Buchanan.
More angry, mean Asa.
And what? As far as Bo Buchanan goes,
has Bo had plastic surgery?
We think he's had a facelift.
Did he have a chin implant? We want to know these things.
You know what? If they want to do May December, why not hook Asa up with a fox?
Absolutely, Rob. That's a brilliant idea.
That's the best of both worlds.
A nice 20-something.
We're so queer that every day in the office we sit up there and we say, as we're watching the show, we say to each other, you know, we really don't watch this show.
Of course, but we do.
It's just on in the office.
And we're glad that Todd's back, too. Todd's a good villain, don't you think?
Todd's the guy with the scar on his face.
Absolutely.
Who used to be married to Blair.
Blair, exactly.
Right.
And I still, Nora, if you're going to do a May-December romance, have it with Nora. She beats Dano and Slezak.
Well, yes, she does. But she nowhere near approaches Christine.
Yeah.
And I don't know what...
No, I know you like Christine. I like the other blonde girl. What's her name on the show?
And I use the name Christine because the actress looks to me like a grown-up Christine Kerner, the girl who used to be our intern here.
And I like Christine's sister, the younger sister.
They're both blonde.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one I think is a high. But then there's another one who I like even more, and I wish I knew her name, because especially if that guy's listening, if RJ's listening, right?
And I don't mind all the Hispanics on the show, because they're all real good-looking people.
Mm-hmm.
They've got like four or five hot Hispanic girls and
great
four or five Hispanic guys. And
but you can always use more hotties on that show. Sure.
Yes, they could. They need a POA bad on that show.
Absolutely. In fact, maybe one or two.
One Life to Live. Please, don't think we're gay because we watch it.
You'd love to walk on that show.
Yes, we would love to do a walk-on on One Life to Live.
Like the Ace's Bodyguards.
Love it. Absolutely.
Wear cowboy hats. Who knows? Hello, Buzz. I'm Don and Mike and Tim. The Florida recount continues, and as it does, the lead held by George W. Bush continues to shrink. With 64 of 67 counties recounted, Bush's lead is 362 votes.
How many counties of how many?
That's 64 out of 67 counties.
How the hell does that happen?
So there's only three counties left. Three counties that have not been fully recounted yet.
Now, will they be able to say it's official with like a 300-vote lead?
No, because what happens now is, first of all, these three counties that are still outstanding, legally, they have until next Tuesday to send in their results.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Is one of them West Palm Beach County? Don't tell me that.
I don't know.
They don't know what counties are out?
I don't know which county. I'm sure they know what counties are still outstanding.
But Associated Press hasn't reported what counties are out?
No, they haven't.
Yeah, that's great journalism. I can't believe that.
They have a reporter in each of the 67 counties, but they just haven't passed along to us, the subscribers to Associated Press.
This is like the coverage of the election.
What counties are outstanding.
All right.
Now, so anyway, it's 362 votes now. Before the recount started, the lead was more than 1,700 votes. So the gap has been closed some. And even though they're finishing the recount today.
You know, I'm not coming down on either side.
Right.
Bush or Gore. It's just another testament to the stupidity of the people in Florida that all they're doing right now is counting the exact same votes that they counted on Tuesday night, and look at how different the count is.
I don't get that at all.
Right?
Yeah, you're right. I don't get it either. But you were asking, why does it take so much longer to recount than it did to count them in the first place? And the answer is, they're counting them by machine, but they count each card three times. They run it through the machine three times and compare the results and make sure they match up each time.
Wow. Okay.
And the results won't even be certified for at least another week, a week from tomorrow. That's because there are still Florida ballots from overseas to count. Democrats say they will demand that the ballots now be recounted by machine. By hand, the ones that are being recounted by machine. Now the Republicans have asked for a recount by machine, so on Saturday there'll be another recount.
You mean by hand or by machine?
For the Republicans, there will be another recount on Saturday by machine.
Okay.
For the Democrats, there will be another recount on Saturday by hand in three precincts chosen at random.
You know, this is becoming a big, big, big CF.
Voodoo.
It's truly amazing, and it won't be over.
This is like from a third world country, the stuff we're hearing now. Bingo.
How does it come down with 6 million votes in that state? It comes down to 300 votes?
That's the way it looks right now. But as I said, three counties are still outstanding, and they're going to count this.
That is just insane. Why don't we just get a big axe and just cut Florida out of the United States and just go with 49?
Republicans accuse the Democrats of distorting the process, maybe at the expense of democracy.
I like that idea, Don. And then the person with the most electoral votes wins.
Yeah, and see, then you'd find out I really don't care. Your guy would win.
I like that idea. I'm behind you 1,000% on that one.
And then we'd get rid of all those damn dummies down in West Palm Beach.
We'll totally eliminate Florida from the process.
Right.
I think those people in Palm Beach might be happy with that right now.
More than 1,000 people demonstrated today outside the government center in Palm Beach where 19,000 ballots were disqualified.
The dopes were out there screaming, "We are stupid. We are stupid."
Now they're yelling, Revote. The protesters say Al Gore lost votes because of a confusing ballot that led many people to vote for both Gore and Pat Buchanan.
We don't understand a confusing ballot that a retarded person could figure out.
Buchanan, who didn't even visit Palm Beach this campaign, says he is sure that the thousands of votes garnered there were not meant for him, and he says he doesn't want any votes that he didn't earn. The protesters, as I said, were calling for a revote. A lawsuit to that effect has been dropped, but others are expected to be filed. The owner of the Miami Fusion soccer team says he and two other voters were told by poll workers they had 5 minutes to vote or their votes would be thrown out. He wants to sue. Republicans say there's only one election day, but...
Wait a minute, hold on. He was told he had only 5 minutes or they'd chuck it out?
Right, that's correct. He says he and two other voters were told that, and he wants to sue over that. There are reports of several irregularities like that, but I'm sure we're going to hear a lot of that. Republicans say they're considering asking for recounts now in Iowa and Wisconsin.
What did I tell you before the show today? I said to Mike, and I was goofing, I said, you know what? If Bush had any balls, if this is going to go on,
right,
Bush should say, you know what? In Wisconsin, it was goddamn close.
Absolutely.
I'd like to recall all of those votes.
And they probably will now. I would say that there's no reason why that wouldn't happen.
Yeah, you know what? It's close to New Mexico.
Right.
It's also close, did you mention, in Iowa? I mean, what it is like, they're playing chess and they're playing FU with
each
other.
That's right, absolutely. Yeah. You're hearing a lot of politics here. Wall Street doesn't like all this bickering. The Dow was down by more than 275 points earlier today. It did rebound to close at just 73 points down. NASDAQ was down by more than 150 points at one point, and it bounced back to close down by 31.
All right, time out, please, Marjorie. Right. You gave us a lot of information.
Yes,
there.
I did.
Hold on. We'll digest it. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'm the one telling you how it is.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Guys, hold on. Our phones are going crazy.
All right.
Let me see what's doing here. Hello. Don and Mike.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hi, we're great, thanks.
I just wanted to pass on the buzz of CNN.com. I've got the counties listed. The and West Palm Beach is not part of it.
No, Manatee, Polk, and Seminole are those three
counties. Exactly, Buzz. Yes. Love
All
you,
right.
guys.
Love you. Thank you for the call.
Thank you. They are like you care, right?
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Right.
These people down in Florida have to be idiots. Because I live in South Carolina, and we have some of the dumbest people in the nation.
I'll give you that.
And they can get it right here. But they are just fools if they think that one is the other and the other is the other.
Who'd you vote for?
George Bush, as a matter of fact.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Fancy that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, yeah, there was four other states that was under 100 votes separating the candidates.
Well, you know what?
Wow.
Then to be a prick, Bush should go back and demand a recount in those states, too.
I think I'd encourage that.
Well, what are the other states?
Oregon, New Mexico, Wisconsin, and Washington.
Did you say under 100 votes?
Separating them.
Under, I think you might want to. What's that?
Yeah.
I doubt that, too.
And Iowa's
three
one of
states.
Them.
Oh, that's what they was giving today.
That's what they was giving today?
So. Yeah, and that's not counting absentee ballots.
Isn't it mandated that if it's within a half a percent, they have to do a recount?
Yeah.
So,
no.
Iraq,
that's in every state.
That's what they was giving them.
Well, under 100 votes, Rob, separate the candidates from three states.
Thank
well,
you. That's a state
if that's
ball.
What they've got.
That, obviously, that guy was just a buffoon hillbilly, but... I do know that I read the two states where it is too close to call and where Bush could call for the recall are New Mexico and Wisconsin.
And I think he should.
Yeah. I mean, if we're really going to do this...
But you know something? Those two states, even if they were recounted and they went the other way, it would... No, that's not true. Because
if they went against
the Bush camp, and he'd still win in the Electoral College.
Yeah,
so that's
right.
Absolutely right.
You know, listen, if you're going to F this up, guys, and I'm talking to now both Bush and Gore,
right.
Let's go all the way with it.
Sure.
I mean, if you're going to make this a circus, do it.
Yeah.
And then let's have a brand new election.
Yeah.
Unprecedented in American history.
That's
what I don't want.
We don't do that.
I don't want a new election.
That's what I want.
just go back in Florida...
And in Palm Beach County.
No, just go back and...
Revote.
Just count them.
Do you know offhand how close it was in Wisconsin?
Rob, I couldn't tell you.
Really?
I couldn't tell you how close it was in Wisconsin.
Oh, boy.
Hello? Don and Mike? Oh, come on, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I got the recount numbers for Palm Beach County.
All right, go.
Okay, 751 for Gore and 108 plus for Bush.
You mean after all of that, that's all they came up with?
That was the recount to change.
In that county, in the state of Florida, Gore picked up over 2,000 votes.
Yeah, but hold on.
In the
county, that's where they're talking about the 19,000 people that effed up?
Yeah, but those votes are still thrown out.
Right.
They're not counting those votes. But what they're saying is, so... You had just reported, or the lady had just called and said they haven't done Palm Beach County yet. So if this guy is saying it's Palm Beach County, and there's a 300...
No. The lady was saying that Palm Beach County is one of the ones that
has not reported.
No, it has reported. There were only
There's three counties. Seminole County...
Polk and Manatee.
Polk, yeah, there you go.
Those are the three that have not reported
yet.
All right. Gotcha. Okay, thank you. Hello. They're all still... big, giant dumbasses in West Palm, Florida. That is the easiest freaking ballot I've ever seen in my life to figure out.
Oh, it's not the easiest one you've ever seen in your life. Now, come on now. Let's not overstate it.
It is, Mike. Please. You know what's tougher? I remember when Bart was a little kid and I would get, we'd go to Toys R Us and buy him a bicycle.
Right.
Those directions to put a bicycle together were more tough than the ballot.
I agree with you there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any instructions? I put a stereo cabinet from Japan together one time.
Now that I can't do.
It was extremely difficult.
I got to have my wife do that for me.
And I voted right after I did it.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
I was just talking to my wife. She said the lady that's the head of the election down in Florida.
A Democrat.
The Democrat just came aboard, and she.
I haven't heard that a lot.
Mike, come on now, listen, shut up.
We haven't heard that a lot. Don't tell me to shut up.
No, come on, every time.
To you for 4 hours talk about this Palm Beach.
But that's just me.
But every time a caller calls up, he's a Democrat.
But no, I'm saying what I was saying. I didn't say he's a Democrat. He was going to say the head of the election committee was a Democrat, which we've heard five times, which we've heard since the beginning.
I didn't say that. You did.
Yeah, well, you were going to say it.
I was just going to say she came on the air a little while ago and said that she doesn't know where the media is coming up at 400, that they still have pushed ahead by 1,700 votes. And, you know, speaking of the Palm Beach County, you know, 4 years ago they wasted all...
Listen, maybe you're right. I don't know. I mean, these guys, you just want to take it.
I'm just tired of this whole thing.
Too seriously. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, my brothers. Don and Mike.
Finally.
A voice of reason.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, guys.
Hi. Hello, Tom.
Mike, how you doing?
I'm about to retract that again. I'm getting mad. I'm getting all mad. I'm getting tired of this.
Getting tired of it?
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to our lunch tomorrow.
Yeah,
really, really. I'm looking forward to our lunch about as much as I've ever looked forward to anything else.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Gentry's bugging the hell out of us. Oops. Excuse my language.
All right. Don't worry. You can say hell, Tom.
Someone keeps calling me saying they're going to meet me there.
Who is that?
Dennis Murphy. He thinks he's going
to... Well, don't tell
don't
Dennis...
Don't listen to him, right?
Don't tell Dennis where the lunch is.
Did you already tell Dennis?
No, I did not.
Did Dennis mention the restaurant?
He said he did.
What do you mean
he said he did?
He said something about it, and I just hung up on it.
Hold on. Did Dennis say the name of the restaurant?
No.
No, good.
Good one.
So he didn't say the restaurant.
No.
So our rendezvous spot is still a secret.
You know, you could switch.
It is. Still a secret place.
You could switch restaurants.
Probably not. He's already been briefed.
Oh, okay.
All right.
That might be a real... You really want to have this thing on tape tomorrow.
Like, you're right. Okay.
It might be a real sticky wicket.
All right, you're right.
We'll keep it where it is.
Tom, are y'all...
What?
Are y'all set on where the location is?
Yes, I am.
And you're going to be there at 12 noon?
At 12 o'clock.
Yes, 12 o'clock.
Listen, don't be late.
Don't be late.
Because if Mike's there at noon and you're not there at noon,
and we'll be there for 30 minutes, Tom.
30 minutes is 12 to what?
Guess. You guess.
12 to 1.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Or so.
Cole's going to be my limo driver.
Yeah, we heard. Keep him outside.
Keep him outside and I come in.
Right.
Now, you tell him to just go away. I don't want him anywhere near us.
We don't like that.
Have him drop you off, and that's it. And I'll be waiting for you inside the restaurant door. Maybe not waiting for you. I might arrive there at noon.
Okay.
Why don't you just get the table, Mike? Why don't you just be waiting at the table?
Yeah, I'll get there a little early. That's exactly what I'll do.
Yeah, you don't want to have to walk Tom through the restaurant.
But I'll do that. When I see him, I'll get up with the tape recorder, and I'll walk over to him.
That's great.
And I will greet him loudly, Tom, in the crowded restaurant.
I apologize for saying shut up. You're a good man for doing that.
This restaurant that I know is quite often extraordinarily busy.
On a Friday, especially at noon?
Yes, it is.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It'll be big fun.
What are you going to order for lunch, Mike?
What's that, Tom?
What are you going to order for lunch?
Whatever you're having.
Steak, baked potato?
Yeah, maybe not all those things, Tom.
Steak, baked potato?
I'm on kind of a diet.
Oh.
But Tom, you order whatever you want. And have some dessert, too.
Okay.
But eat it fast.
And Tom, you know what? To be kooky, you might want to order your dessert first.
Yeah. I order my lunch first.
Yeah, he's a creature of habit.
All right, I got you. All right, Tommy. Well, we're looking forward to hearing your big lunch with Mike tomorrow on the show.
And can I come back to the station with Mike?
No.
No. Tom, at the end of the half an hour, and it is a half an hour, I will be leaving rather abruptly.
You'll be leaving at 1 o'clock.
No, I won't, Tom. If we're having lunch at noon, I'll be leaving at 12:30 sharp.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And, Tom, what are you going to be wearing?
I'm going to be wearing my good slacks.
Oh, cool.
And my brown shirt.
Oh, very good. Very
Tom,
good.
Tom?
Are you going to shower?
Yes.
Tom, can you spell slacks?
That's
exactly right.
Yeah, you delete that out.
Well, maybe. Maybe his.
Tom just spelled the S word. S-H-I-F.
All right, Tom. I'm looking forward to it, my lunch companion.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
You and me, buddy.
Yeah. And I want you to do that in the restaurant as soon as you see me.
You.
As soon as he gets his salad. I want you to do that. The first time you see me, I want you to do that as loud as you can in the restaurant.
Oh, my God. I am going to have a heart attack.
Gave you the option on the restaurant, and that's the reason. I don't really care.
I'm going to have a heart attack listening to this tomorrow. I swear to God.
So let's rehearse it, Tom. I'll see you. I say, hey, Tom. And then you go.
Hey, Mike.
No.
All right, go ahead.
The first thing you're going to do is you're going to roar like a monster. So when I see you, I'll go, hi, Tom. And then you go.
Perfect.
That way.
Hey, bud.
Hi, hey, Tommy. How you doing, buddy?
How you doing?
Tom, we'll hear from you tomorrow.
Okay.
You're a good man.
Oh, my God.
You are a good friggin'
man. Well, I'm looking forward to it. You know, because you gave me the other places that we were talking about, I might not have wanted to do this. But tomorrow, I'm throwing caution to the wind, and I'm going to get it all on tape.
And you'll hear it all tomorrow. Buzz, hold on, please.
All right.
We got to do this. I didn't know we were going to get into that extended dialogue with Tom Aloysius Gavin. That was an all-time, though.
Yeah.
We asked him how to spell slack.
And he
didn't spell the F word for excrement. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
At defensive tackle, number 95, Big Daddy Dan Wilkinson!
Say my name. Even better than sex and sex, it's Don and Mike.
You've given me some compliments before. Thank you for that last one.
You're more than welcome. When you're king, I look forward to serving in the administration. With the exemption of my mom being able to drive.
Good.
Of course. Thank you.
Hello, Buzzy.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, normally we laugh at other countries for their elections. Today they are, in fact, laughing at us.
Of course they are. It's like a freaking third world here.
You know, what I want to know really, what the hell are we going to do now?
I don't know.
What are we going to do?
It's chaos.
It is chaos.
In Italy, where ballots have often been overruled by bullets from the mafia, there are jokes. A newspaper in Rome said that for one day the U.S. was a banana republic. And yet another paper ran a picture of a Chicago man looking at four editions of the same newspaper with four totally different headlines about the outcome of Tuesday's vote.
Hey, we're stupid. There's no doubt. We look like morons.
We do. Other countries have also suffered some embarrassment over the teeter-totter outcome of this election. The president of Germany was the first to issue a statement congratulating, and he, to the American press, he said, later, please don't publicize the president's congratulations to George W. Bush. The New York Post says the president of France also had a problem with premature congratulations. He, too, issued a retraction. Congrats and retractions also came from Japan. Russia's foreign minister...
Wait, like, what was the last one? You're going too fast for our music here.
I know. Japan also congratulated Bush and then retracted.
I don't have Japan.
No Japanese music?
I got Russian.
And Russia's foreign minister...
Hey, hold on. Here you go.
Who else? Japan now heard from. And Russia's foreign minister. He says he expects the U.S. to change its constitution to improve the election process.
So just to review, the nations laughing at us are...
They were Germany.
Germany.
Right. And there. France.
France.
Uh-huh. And Japan.
Well, you gotta get me Italy first, though.
Oh, I'm sorry, Italy. I forgot Italy.
You have to start again to do it right.
I don't think we have time. These carts are all about to run out.
Okay.
I think we could.
You think we can?
I think we might be able to.
So do you want it in the original order, or do you want it in the same order we just did? Because I want to make sure you have, you know, everything.
Give me
ready.
The original order.
Okay.
I think I'm ready.
Here
okay.
we go.
Go.
The first one was Italy. And then Germany. Damn it.
God.
Hold on.
Here's a backup Germany.
All right, wait a minute. I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Ready again. Start all over again.
First there was Italy. And then there was Germany.
Hold on, wait for the Germany.
Hey you, that hey you, I not your talent.
Then there was...
Then came France. And then Japan. And then Russia.
Yeah, we finally got them all in.
Bravo! Despite the unimpressive turnout and despite the repeated mistakes by the networks, it was the hottest show on TV Tuesday night. More than 54 million people watched the coverage. It was the biggest TV turnout in years and at least a third bigger than the audience for the election coverage 4 years ago. Hillary Clinton says she won't be running for president in 2004, as some had speculated. She says she'll serve out her entire 6-year term as a senator from New York. Once elected, Mrs. Clinton offered an olive branch to the Republicans with whom she'll be working on Capitol Hill. New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani was gracious about that. He said he thinks he can work with Hillary despite the ugliness of their early campaigns. And even her husband's nemesis from Utah, Republican Senator Orrin Hatch, called to congratulate Hillary. But Republican Majority Leader Trent Lott, who may not actually...
Congratulations!
...may not have a majority once all the votes are counted, threw the olive branch back in Hillary's face. He said that maybe lightning would strike and she'd never get to the Senate. He advised her to, and I quote, keep a pretty low profile for a while.
Well, we got time for one more, Buzz. Too much music tonight.
This is the one. The Elvis Presley Army uniform we told you about earlier this week didn't find a buyer.
I wonder if... You want some tonight? Maybe they're right.
The paint-stained uniform went on the block in London yesterday. The auctioneers were hoping for a winning bid of $36,000. Highest bid was only $10,000, so the uniform goes back to its current owner. The auctioneers say it must be because there's just too much Elvis memorabilia on the market.
I wonder if we want some tonight. Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Thank you for all the news and all the comments. Time now for our Call 100 prize package selected especially for you, 877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Show me breath. Yes.
The password is yes. The Don and Mike Show.
Now listen, don't forget the lineup we have tomorrow. We're giving away a trip to Tampa Bay.
Wow.
For the WWF Survivor Series Wrestling. Also tomorrow, Mike, Lunch with Tom Gavin will hear the entire tape.
Yeah, I've actually got a few surprises for that I've been thinking about that I'm going to try.
Also tomorrow from Fox NFL Sunday, Jimmy Kimmel. We love Jimmy's picks. And we'll have a brand new low-budget to Jeff RD. All of that for you tomorrow. And tomorrow we're also going to tell you how you can enter your family to win the Thanksgiving with Mr. 40 and Shiloh.
Do you want me to let you in on the surprise?
Yeah.
It's going to be Tom's birthday tomorrow at the restaurant. That's my little surprise.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
I can't wait to hear the tape.
It'll be good.
That'll be first break tomorrow.
Very good. Good. Washington Redskins lineman Dana Stubblefield's assault charges were dropped this morning. Stubblefield denies ever striking his wife, but the two did have what police describe as a physical confrontation back in September.
Man, I'm a big guy, and I wouldn't want to have a physical confrontation with him.
No. Suspended Yankee Darryl Strawberry has been sentenced to jail for 30 days for leaving a substance abuse facility for a cocaine binge. With time already served and other legal considerations thrown into the mix, Strawberry will probably be in jail for at least another week. The other day, we told you that Baltimore Orioles owner Peter Angelos was refusing to pay $15 million a year to ace pitcher Mike Mussina. Today, we're telling you he would pay $12 million a year for 6 years, and Mussina's saying money's not an issue. The Fox Network must be really glad it's finally won all the rights to all the Major League Baseball games. The network announced yesterday that it lost about $70 million on this year's playoff games and World Series. And finally, in England, a court has ruled that the patent on Viagra is invalid. That means other companies in Europe can now make the same drug Pfizer makes. But this story's not about that. This story's about Zsa Zsa Gabor and her husband.
Of course. Isn't every story about Zsa Zsa Gabor?
They're suing Pfizer, claiming that Viagra made him impotent.
Oh, dude, but he doesn't work anymore. His penis does not work anymore.
56-year-old Prince Frederick is demanding $10 million from the drug company because he says he became dependent on the little blue pills.
Hello? Look at it. It looks like a piece of pasta.
Oh, that is so sad. That is just a mushroom cap.
Quoting the prince, at first I took the stuff to increase my desire. Now nothing happens at all without Viagra. I have doctor's testimony which confirms this.
We cannot get it, sir.
The prince says his wife's part of the lawsuit because she has needs, too.
Oh, gross.
My wee-wee will not get stiff.
I'm 85 years old, but I still want your mushroom cap.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No! Thank you. Thank you, Buzz. All right. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Less politics tomorrow.
I agree.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi. Ah.
Hi.
Hi. You should move to West Palm Beach.
Oh, hey, guess what? I'm calling 100, huh?
Yeah. Not anymore.
Too slow, eh?
Hey. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
You got a winner yet?
Pardon me?
You got a winner yet?
No. Not yet, honey. Thank you, though.
What number?
Don't worry about it. Thank you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
That's all we ask for the final caller of the day.
That's it.
No, you're the 100th caller. Hi, and what's your name?
Frank.
Frankie, where are you from?
Rockville.
Frank and Beans, and you've won the WWF Survivor Series. And that's from Comcast Cable and Cox Cable. WWF Survivor Series, in demand, Sunday, November 19th. Call your Comcast or Cox Cable system now to order this pay-per-view event. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Ich liebe dich.
Come again?
Thank you. Ich liebe dich.
He said something in German.
What is that, German? What does that mean?
I love you.
Oh. Thank you. Thank you. Ich liebe dich, too.
Oh, danke.
Hold on. Bitte. We will see you tomorrow.
Bye.
As in mein Scheiß.
That's a term of endearment.
Hey. Hold on. We will see you tomorrow with the all-new episode. And hi to all the Scheißkopfs down in West Palm Beach. That's it. Got to go. Thank you. Good night, Bud.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie?
I can't wait to go home.
Throw your hat in the air, just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might just make it as long.
We will see you tomorrow.
Good luck, everybody.
Bye-bye.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.